that reminds us that Arrow Building Center in Chadron cheers for the home team. From interior and exterior paints to all of your needed painting accessories, Arrow has everything you need to do the job right. Go Cards, on the floor, the mat, or any other extracurricular activity you're part of. From the crew at Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 in Chadron.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chadron, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Right here on 610 AM KCSR and ShadRad.com. Chase Thompson here with you. Let's go ahead and jump into the Country Kitchen Starters. Country Kitchen, place like home on 10th Street in Chadron. They're starting to announce it to the crowd, so I do have permission to release the starting lineup. It's going to be four freshmen, one sophomore in the starting lineup for the Chadron Cardinals. We'll go through the freshmen first. It's going to be number one, Gracie Calkins, a 5'4" freshman, followed by number 14, Ryland Berry, a 5'7" freshman. Number 23, Jesse Alcorn, a 5'8" freshman. Sabea Saloon, number 32, a 5'3" freshman. Sophomore in the starting lineup will be number 3, Sophie Watson, a 5'5" sophomore. They are coached by Kelsey Scott, assisted by Kelsey Kruk and Shauna Golombisky. And the Country Kitchen starters for the Gordon Rushville Mustangs will look like this. Number 12, Riley Schultz, followed by number 20, Lindsey Simonson. Number 21, Raylan McKimmy, followed by number 22, Kylie Going, a 5'3" senior. Number 34, Rowan Simonson, a 5'7" junior, will round out the starting lineup for the Gordon Rushville Mustangs. They are head coach by and Shattering. This tip-off we're about to witness is sponsored by State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor. Trace Rothide and State Farm is there for you. And this first quarter is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. So happy you can join us along for this Saturday afternoon into evening game. Should be a fun one. Cardinals Mustangs separated by about an hour drive along Highway 20. It'll be Watson and Simonson in the center circle. Pretty solid crowd on hand. 4 p.m. In Chadron in their roadblock uniforms, red numbers, white trim. Gordon Rushville in their home white uniforms with blue numbers.
At 8 years old, Brianna knew her house wasn't safe. That's when she was placed into foster care.
My mom wasn't taking care of me.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Brianna was adopted into a loving home.
Now I can be a normal teenager.
Every day, more than 50 youth in the U.S. age out of foster care without a family. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Apparently some phone line issues in Gordon. We're working on it and hopefully be back on momentarily.
Gordon, 2-0 Cardinals. It was Desi Alcorn who got on the board for the first 2 points of the game. Gordon Rushville misses a shot short. Cardinal basketball. Desi Alcorn will hand it off to Calkins across the timeline. Goes left, now right. Alcorn will pop a three. It's short. Rebounded by Gordon Rushville. The points actually were Rylan Berry who scored that first bucket. Still 2-0 Chatterin. 16 to go in this first quarter. Now a three ball coming from the left wing. It's missed. Simonson with the rebound. Shot clock reset. Deep three taken by McKimmy. Misses wide left. 6 minutes to go in this first quarter. Free throw line jumper missed by McKimmy, and it hits along the baseline. It'll be Chatterin basketball. 5:58 to go in this first quarter. Saloon will walk it across the timeline, skip it to the right side. Gordon Rushville in a 2-3 zone. Saloon will get a look from the left wing. It's short. Jumping in for the rebound is McKimmy. She'll hand it off to Riley Schultz, and she'll walk it across the timeline. Schultz throws it into the corner. McKimmy corrals it, now down low. Shot goes in from Rowan Simonson inside the paint for her first two of the game. Makes it 2-2. Here in Gordon. Leiloon has it at the right wing. Entry passing to Berry, who's just 5 feet outside the right block. Now, Calkins up top. Skip pass to Alcorn at the left wing. She runs across the high post. Calkins will fire the three. It looks good, and it is. Gracie Calkins gets the lead back for the Cardinals. First main three of the game for Chatterin. 5-2 is the score. Chatterin manning up high with their defense. Left side three ball from Simonson is short. Alcorn picks up the rebound, and she got away with the carry. We'll push it over to Cockin. 4:45 to go in this first quarter. 5-2, Chatterin. Saloon skips to the near side. Alcorn, now Cockin. Thought about going left, but he has it herself. Now Watson at the high post. Bounce pass. Saloon will fire the three and drains it. Savea Saloon hits the three, makes it 8-2 Cardinals. And a turnover at the half-court line. Alcorn with the pickpocket. Saloon throws it down to Watson. A reach-in foul is called on Gordon Rushville. Foul is on number 11. I thought I saw 11. No. 21. Raylan McKimmy, her first, and we'll have a couple new players going out there for the Cardinals. Reese Ritterbush and Jove Grice. And a whistle on the inbound, a timing error. Shot clock needs to reset to 35, 4:12 to go. In this Nebraska Bank first quarter, 8-2. Chatterin with the lead. Calkins will inbound it. Gets Ritterbush on a cut down the paint. She missed the shot up in the air. She lost it going up. Rebounded by Gordon Rushville. Now McKimmy will hesitate, drive inside, throw it down low to Simonson. It's deflected. Goes on to the stage. It'll be shattering ball. This first quarter is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Out there for the Cardinals right now is Reese Ritterbush, along with Vea Saloon, Gracie Calkins, Jove Grice, and Jesse Alcorn. Saloon drives the right block, kicks it out to Grice, skip pass on the left side. Ritterbush fumbles the reception, but gets control of it. Now Calkins. Saloon at the right wing. Chatterin passing around the perimeter. Ritterbush will step into the three. It misses off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Simonson for the Mustangs. McKimmy will walk it across the timeline, going up against a man-to-man defense from Chatterin. Kelly Goyne at the top of the key. Right side, McKaylee Campbell, who just checked in for Gordon Rushville, going up against Ritterbush. One of the better defenders in the Northwest Nebraska Panhandle. Pass goes outside. Three ball coming. Rattles in and out. Missed by Goyne. She gets the long rebound. Runs to the right side. Deep two is missed. Covering the rebound is McKaylee Campbell, and they're going to call a tie-up. It'll be shattered ball. As two new players check in for the Cardinals, J.C. Terman and Callie Hendrickson, Alcorn and Saloon go to the bench. 8-2 is the score. 3 minutes to go in this first quarter. Calkins, entry pass in to Alcorn. It gets popped away from her, but she recovers it at the top of the key. Now Calkins uses the head fake, goes right. It's a man-to-man. She steps back, misses the J. Rebounded by Emma Martin. Sub that just came in for Gordon Rushville. Score is still 8-2, 2:30 to go in this first quarter. Campbell, left wing. Uses the head fake, drives toward the baseline. Will stop, push it back to McKimmy. Entry pass picked off by Ritterbush. They're looking for Martin, who is 2 feet outside the left block. Stolen away, extra pass, Bryce, left block, missed the shot, but earned the trip to the free throw line with a foul. Foul is on, waiting to see it pop up on the scoreboard. Kaylee Campbell, her first. Now, Joe Grice, who had 2 points last night off a field goal, goes the free throw line for a pair and switches the first. Couple of subs came in, all for Gordon Rushville. We'll get a refresh of the floor here in a moment as Grice looks to make it an 8-point lead for the Cardinals. The right hand taped up. She misses the free throw wide left. Rebounded by the Mustang. Out there for Gordon Rushville right now, Lindsey Simonson along with Riley Schultz. Ashley Denning, the new player who just checked in. McKaylee Campbell. Entry pass comes in looking for Schultz. Trap underneath. Calkins with a hand in there, and they're going to give her a foul. That's going to be the first. On Calkins, first team foul for the Cardinals. Tobias DeLune will go to the scorer's table and check in for Calkins. Score still 9-2, 2:01 to go in this first quarter. Shot clock will reset to 35. Gordon Rushville inbound it along the baseline to my left. A good play to get it in to Martins, but it goes off the foot of Hendrickson. Martins did recover it. Now Schultz sends it off the backboard. Touched the front of the rim, missed it. Rebound to Saloon, who runs up the floor, skips it to Ritterbush. Past the other side, is caught by Schultz. They're looking for Hendrickson or Terman. It was picked off. Ritterbush will get a steal herself. Has to throw it back in to Hendrickson, who dishes it back to Ritterbush. Left side, steps through, gets reached in on. No foul is called, but a travel on Ritterbush. 92 seconds to go in this first quarter. 9-2, Gordon Rushville. Chattern with the lead. Chattern's now in a full court press. Hendrickson gets a late foul called against her. Her first. She was trying to intercept the pass, got a little too aggressive, and gets the foul called against her. Shot clock will reset to 35. 1:27 to go in this first quarter. No, it did not reset. Down to 30. And Schultz will walk across the timeline. Skip pass over to the middle part of the court. Simonson right at the Mustang logo. Walks forward. Dribble handoff to Campbell. Drives to the right side. Moves it to Denning in the corner. Step back. Jay is short. Rebound by Ritterbush. They'll turn around. Grice is open in transition. They get it down to her. She stops the right wing. Swings to Hendrickson inside the Arrow Building Center paint. Top of the key. Ritterbush fires three. Hits off the front of the rim. No shooters roll. Gordon Rushville with the ball. We're going to have a couple of new subs coming in for the Cardinals. On the next whistle, as we're down to 45 seconds to go in this first quarter. 17-second difference between shot and game clock. Grice fighting for it with Martin. She brings it to the left side. Tipped around. Martin kicks it back out. Simonson trying to back down Saloon. Schultz cuts towards the basket. Hendrickson with a denial. Now Martin, 5 on the shot clock. Entry pass denied by Saloon. Turn around, flinging it up off the rim is Lindsey Simonson. Ball is still alive. No, they're going to call a shot clock violation on Gordon Rushville. I thought that hit off the rim. It'll be shattering ball either way, even with an inadvertent whistle. I believe I heard inadvertent whistle as Gracie Calkins Ryland Berry, Sophie Watson, Jesse Alcorn all check back in for the Cardinals. That'll be the same five who started this game to wind down this first quarter. 9-2 is still the score, 17.2 on the game clock. Shattern can hold for the final shot going against the 2-3 zone. Alcorn at the left wing swings to Watson, high post. Now Cawkins, near side pass to Saloon, skipped up top. Alcorn back to Saloon. Saloon drives inside the arc, takes the shot, hits off the side of the rim, and that'll do it for the first quarter. 9-2, the Cardinals lead the Mustangs after this first quarter, which is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. We'll go ahead and take a break. Second quarter coming up next here on 610 AM KCSR and Shadrad.com.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
Is the score at the end of the first quarter. The Shattern Cardinals lead the Gordon Rushfield Mustangs. The second quarter is sponsored by Farm Bureau agent Brian Liniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau agent Brian Liniger. Gordon Rushfield with the ball going right to left. Kylie Goings bounces to the right side. Lindsey Simonson will drain the right wing three to bring this back to a four-point game. Shattern facing a 2-3 zone. Pass goes up to Cawkins, top of the key. Gets to the near side. Saloon, entry pass looking for Watson, gets deflected away out of bounds. Ball will stay with the Cardinals. 15 on the shot clock, 7:23 to go in this second quarter. Berry, free throw line, Jay. It's strong. It was at a good line. Looks good, but it was strong. Rebounded by Goins. She'll swing it up the floor to Simonson. Simonson stops. Shot blocked by Berry. Simonson kind of got caught in between two things, but had to shoot it. Alcorn with the rebound. Now Cawkins, top of the key. Pass over to Saloon. Three ball, high arcing. It's short. Fight for the rebound. Simonson fighting with Watson for it, and she recovers it. Simonson did. Now Braylon McKinney will drive toward the right block. Good backside defense by the Cardinals. Forces a bad shot by Rowan Simonson. Watson picks up the rebound, throws it up to Cawkins, will slow it down at the right wing, hesitates, goes right past Rowan Simonson, shot got tipped. Two players on the ground, now three players on the ground. It's Lindsey Simonson who picks up the rebound. She'll hand off to Goings, head full of steam in transition. Good box out there by Rowan Simonson. Get the layup to go. Makes it a two-point gain, 9-7. Cardinal. Cawkins swings it to the near side. Alcorn drives baseline, gets the good look on the reverse, but it's blocked. Tie up on the rebound, and they'll stay with Shattern. 6:02 to go in this first half, 9-7. Shattern lead. Gordon Rushville on a 5-0 run. Starts this second quarter. Shattern still looking for their first points in a minute 58. Gone by. Berry with a good shot from the right. Short block. It was a screen set high. Berry missed the shot. Rebounded by the Mustangs. Walking across the timeline is going. Schultz cuts toward the basket. Comes to the left side. That's Bradley McKimmy. Fires a shot. Schultz offensive rebound. Gets play in to go in the tie. Schultz with their first 2 points of the game has tied this one at 9. Cawkins tries to respond with a 3. Missed it. Berry, along with Watson, fighting for the rebound. along with one Gordon Rushville Mustang player in a tie-up installed. That was Brandon McKinney in there on the tie-up. It'll be Gordon Rushville ball as we have two new players coming on, Reese Ritterbush and Joe Grice. Timeout taken by Gordon Rushville. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It, top-notch embroidery, including hats, letterman jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Timeout was actually called by Shattern. We'll go ahead and take one with them. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball on 610 AM KCSR and Shadrad.com.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau financial services agent, Brian Leniger in Shadron. Then rest easy knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
In this second quarter, Shattern Cardinals called a full timeout. They still got two left with a 30. It'll be Gordon Rushville ball. Yeah, it'll be Gordon Rushville ball out of the timeout after the tie-up. Shattern's going to come out on a full-court press. They're going to try to meet up with everybody. Man-to-man, maybe trap the corners. It's usually pretty common in this situation. Pass comes to the middle part of the court. Martin swings to the left side. Gordon Rushville breaks it easy. Now McKimmy throws it down low. Dawkins with the pick. Gordon Rushville brings across, Shattern brings across timeline. Dawkins draws a bump by Kylie Goings. That's a foul on Gordon Rushville, their first of the quarter. The first on Goings. Dean Nitch in Studio 308 specializes in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. And Shattern Chiropractic, you've only got one spine. Take care of it with support of chiropractic care in downtown Shattern. They're having a discussion at the scores table, I believe, about the timeout situation or the shot clock. Next, the head official is going to come over and discuss this with the scores table. While he's doing that, we got to remind you that at Thrive Financial Expert, financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Russ Shattern at 308-430-0760. And Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Renbro partner in Shattern, making your home or business feel like the perfect season, all season. Call the guys in the know about a Ream unit today at 308-430-6722. Shattern ball, they got the situation figured out. 9-9 is score, 5-10 to go in this second quarter. Dawkins has it. Right side, top of the key, drives to the right elbow, swings up top to Berry, fires the three. Ryland Berry misses it strong, chases after her own rebound, gets it. Shot clock reset. Dawkins will slow it down at the top. Alcorn gets the high post, free throw line. Jay, good looking shot, missed strong. Grice with the rebound, gets fouled going up for the shot. She'll be going to the free throw line for a pair. Foul was on Lindsay Simonson, who picks up her first, second team foul. Now Grice will go to the free throw line for a pair. She went 1-for-2 earlier tonight and misses that one. Kaylee Campbell checks in for the Mustangs, number 13. Grice to give the Cardinals the lead back. Rushville's outscored Shattern 7-0 in this quarter. Grice misses everything. And Callie Hendrickson will check in for Ryland Berry. Gordon Rushville ball. Campbell passed it over, skipped up the floor to McKimmy. Just it down low to the corner. Simonson spins around in trouble. Got trapped, but was able to get it to going. So dribble it to the top of the key. Dawkins in her grill. Dawkins gets screened low. Now up top with it is going. 4:20 to go in the second quarter, still 9-9. Head on the shot clock. Entry pass to Campbell. Gets trapped and throws it up in the air. It was hit by one of the Cardinals. Ball staying with Gordon Rushville as J.C. Terman checks back in for Shattered. 6 seconds on the shot clock. 4:14 to go. 9-9 is the score. Pass comes in. McKimmy fires a shot. There was a beep. We heard that a few times. JV game. Shot. Did hit the rim. It was rebounded by Gordon Rushville. Shot clock did not reset. They're going to reset it. The other night, JV boys, they played a three-quarter game. Got done at about 3:40, which gave us a window to start about 10 minutes earlier than planned. The Shattern winning that one. No JV girls. Driving left side is going. Got to look at the basket. Missed the left side layup. Offensive rebound. Turned back up and missed by Martin. Bryce rips the rebound away. Redabush dribbles it off the foot. That got kicked around by Goins. No call. She picks it up and will bring it back right to left. Crosses over left. Gets the left block. Picks up up top. Redabush dives on the floor. Gets it, but it's ripped away by McKimmy. Still fine for it. And a whistle. Timeout was taken by Gordon Rushville. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, letterman jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll keep it here. In Gordon, 9-9. Gordon Rushville outscoring the Cardinals 7-0 in this second quarter. Getting it done for Gordon Rushville. The main players, there's three different ones. Rowan Simonson hit a three. Kylie Goins with two. And Riley Schultz with two. In score for the Cardinals. They have two of them with three. That's Tavea Saloon and Gracie Cockin. Head coach Kelsey Scott for the Shattern Cardinals doing a little experimenting tonight with the lineup. So it'll be Gordon Rushville ball. Shot clock resets to 35 as the possession changed two or three times in that little sequence. 3:34 to go in the quarter. Shattern's trying to trap the inbound, but it doesn't work. Gordon Rushville with it. Going. Drives the basket. Terman swatted away from her and sets it off her thigh. It'll be Shattern ball. Going to have Riley Schultz check back in for the Mustangs. She has two of the 7 points this quarter for the Mustangs. They'll meet it at Shattern full court. Man-to-man. Pretty soft man-to-man. Henderson walks across the timeline, crosses over right now. Ritterbush brings it to the right elbow. Terman, top of the key. Ritterbush gets to the left side. It's red. Nearly picked off. Stays with Shattern as it goes off the foot of Lindsey Simonson and went into the stand. 3:09 to go in the quarter. 9-9 is the score. Alcorn will bring it to the top. Hendrickson, right wing, now back to Alcorn. Swing pass, extra pass to Ritterbush. Three ball, got it. Reese Ritterbush snaps the cold streak for the Cardinals with the three, gives them back the lead, 12-9. McKimmy will bounce it down low to Campbell, kicks it back up top. Lindsey Simonson to respond, missed it. Rebound ripped away by J.C. Terman. Swings up the floor to Hendrickson, fumbled the reception, gets it back. Around the horn goes the Cardinals. Ritterbush thought about taking it, but it'll go up top to Alcorn. Gets trapped at the free throw line and gets reached in on. That'll be foul number three on Gordon Rushville in this second quarter. We're going to have Ryland Berry check back in. Rowan Simonson coming in as well. Jesse Alcorn. Kaylee Campbell going to the bench. It'll be terminated, inbounded, gets it to Berry. Now Ritterbush, left wing, pass it through the hands of Bryce. Henderson misses on the right side layup. Rebounded by the Mustangs. Schultz will slow it down at the midcourt line, crosses over, comes to the near side. Now Simonson at the top of the key. Tried to get it, Schultz got deflected. Pass it over to McKimmy. Runs to the right wing, inside the arc, pass down low, shot missed. By Rowan Simonson, put back by her is missed. She gets the third chance. Gets foul going up for the shot. We'll be going on the free throw line for a pair after the missed shot. 1:54 to go in this second quarter, 12-9. The Cardinals lead the Mustangs. Now Simonson looking for her first points of the game. Missed the first, well, her third point of the game. And Sophie Watson checks in for Grice. Also had Ashley Denny check in for the Mustang. Clock 54 to go in the first half. Second free throw missed as well. Long rebound. And getting it, it was Braylon McKimmy, but she stepped on the sideline right in front of me. It'll be Shattering basketball. Ritter Bushel inbounded. Gordon Rushel meeting them with full court. Man-to-man pass. Nearly picked off. Deflected out of play by Schultz. Ball will stay with Shattering. Minute 49 to go in the quarter. Still 12-9. Gordon Rushel outscoring Shattering 7-3 in this second quarter. Pass goes in. Picked up by Watson. No one was there, but Watson recovered it. Ritterbush will get it to Barry, left side. Entry pass comes in to Watson. Turnaround from the left block. Missed the shot. Rebound taken away by Martin. She flips it up to McKimmy. Stops the left wing. Now up top with it is Schultz. Inside the paint. Loose ball underneath. Martin recovers it for Gordon Rushville. Swings it outside to Denning. Schultz thought about taking the corner three. Now McKimmy will take a three. Missed it. She gets up limping a little bit. Ball to Cardinals, but it gets turned over. Ball to Gordon Rushville. Schultz, who recovered it. Now McKimmy will go near side. Denning, three ball, wide left. Deflected out of play off Gordon Rushville. It'll be Shattering ball. 64 seconds to go in this first half. Hey, coming up on the Shattering Insurance to Fit Your Needs halftime show. Got this first half. Mind you, what we got going on tomorrow right here on KCSR. That's coming up at the halftime report. And Jason Terman goes coast-to-coast off the inbound, get the layup to go. Makes it a five-point game just like that. Pass goes inside. Lay-in is good by Rowan Simonson. She got it to go off the right backboard. Three-point game, seven-second difference between shot and game clock. Shatter breaks the press pretty easily. Watson gets spotted from behind, but fouled by Martin. Watson's done a really good job this season about getting inside the Arrow Building Center paint. When you're looking for the right paint for your project, think Arrow Building Center. Has been doing work all season down low for the Cardinals as a three guard for Shattering. Watson at the free throw line for a pair and missed the first. Callie Goings will check in for the Mustangs. Tavea Stabling comes in for the Cardinals and Jesse Alcorn. Watson to make it a four-point game, two possessions score. Going into the half, missed that one as well. Rebounded by Martin. Running up the right side is Raylan McKimmy. Go up top to Goings. She drives left side. Shot clock is turned off. 20 seconds to go in this first half. Rowan Simonson at the right block. Missed it. Crash the board as Martin. Simonson gets it back. Missed it short. Martin's with it again. Goes through some contact and gets playing to go. 5 on the clock. 1 point game. Shattering with the ball. 2 on the clock. Watson gets fouled, shooting it, and will be going line for three. 0.3 seconds to go in this first half, and Sophie Watson has a chance to extend this lead going into the locker room.
Shattering Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shattering and the Nebraska Panhandle
Great
communities,
first.
Whether it's in
15, 13, 3 tenths of a second to go in the second quarter. Second free throw, Nylon. Watson went 0 for 2. Her last trip down the floor at the free throw line has just gone 2 for 2. Extend the lead back to 3. To make it a four-point lead to go into the locker room. Got it as well. She goes 3 for 3, makes it a 17-13 game. Gordon Rushville inbounded, and that'll do it for the first half. 17-13, the Shattering Cardinals lead at the end of the first half. This second quarter was sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Leniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Leniger. We'll go ahead and take a break. Shatter Insurance Halftime Show coming up next on 6 a.m. KCSR and Shadrad.com.
Shattering Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shattering and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shattering Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Chadron Avenue in Chadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron, or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Chadron shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4484.
The Chadron Insurance Halftime Show. Chadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ChadronInsurance.com.
Oh, welcome to the Chadron Insurance Halftime Show. Chadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Chase Thompson here with you. 17-13, the Chadron Cardinals lead at the halftime over the Gordon Rushell Mustangs. Chadron led 9-2 after the first quarter. Gordon Rushell tied the game on a 7-0 run midway through the second quarter, making 9-9. Then Chadron at the end of the half finished on an 8-4 run to make it 17-13. Sophie Watson drained three free throws right at the end of the half to extend the lead up to 4 from 1. Speaking of scores in the first half, we have four players with 3 points to lead the Cardinals, starting off with Gracie Calkins. Reese Ritterbush with three, Sophie Watson 3-for-5 from the free throw line, and Tavea Saloon with three as well. Joe Grice with two, Rylan Berry with two, I beg your pardon, and Joe Grice with 1 point for the Cardinals. On the flip side of things for the Gordon Rushville Mustangs, Lindsey Simonson with 3 points. Leading the team, though, is Rowan Simonson with four. Gally Coyne with two. Riley Schultz with two. And Emma Martin with two as well. Again, Chadron starts this game on a 9-2 run at the end of the first quarter. Then Gordon Rushville flips the script on a 7-0 run themselves. And then Chadron at the end of the first half went on an 8-4 run to make it 17-13 at the half. 6 minutes to go in the halftime break. We'll go ahead and take a break for a news update from Jared Furno. When we get back, we'll get the second half going. You're tuning in to the Chadron Insurance, Insurance to Fit Your Need Halftime Show on 610 AM KCSR and Chadrad.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Chadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Chadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Chadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
Good evening with this Chadron Insurance Halftime News Update. I'm Jeremy Anderson.
The Chadron Volunteer Fire Department was called into action early this morning for a structure fire in the 100 block of Chapin Street. The crew was dispatched from a third-party report at 1:45 this morning, and by 5:30, all responding fire units were relieved from the scene and sent back to the fire hall. This is a developing story. More details will be released in the coming days as they are available. The Nebraska State Patrol says it has arrested a 32-year-old driver after a multi-county high-speed chase in the Nebraska Panhandle. NSP troopers pursued the vehicle, which had earlier been reported stolen, as it was traveling on Highway 92 at speeds over 110 miles per hour, and say it was weaving in and out of the wrong lane of traffic during the chase. Troopers eventually used stop sticks to slow the car, which came through Bridgeport and Morrill County and eventually crashed into a parked vehicle and several mailboxes. NSP says Jeremy Steen was taken into custody. Steen faces several charges, including theft by unlawful taking in the amount of over $5,000, flight to avoid arrest, willful reckless driving, no operator's license, and possession of marijuana and paraphernalia. Taking a look at that forecast as we head into your Saturday evening. Clouds will stick around with lows dropping into the mid-single digits, wind chill values at negative 5 to 0 with winds out of the southwest, 5 miles per hour. Sunday, sunny, highs will reach 30 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear, lows into the upper single digits. Monday, sunshine, highs in the mid-40s. Tuesday, sunny, we could see highs near 49 degrees. That is a quick look at news and weather. This is the Shattered Insurance Halftime Show. We'll send you back out to Chase Thompson at Gordon Rushville High School for the second half coming up after this on KCSR and Shadrad.com. With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Shattern has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox and get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Shattern. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens. The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Shattern Insurance Halftime Show, Shattern Insurance, insurance, fit your needs. Chase Thompson here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here. Member FDIC. 17-13 here at the halftime. Shattern leads the Gordon Rushville Mustangs. Let's take a look at our Shattern Lock. He's the game once again. Talked about the freshmen playing well. We have four of them in the starting lineup tonight. They've been playing pretty solid in this game. In fact, they have all but five of the points for the Shattern Cardinals in this contest. So far, they've been playing really well. Let's see if they can get to close this one out. They closed out a game back on Tuesday up in Custer, well, in Hermosa is where we were at. They closed that one out. Can they get it done against the rival from down Highway 20 this evening as we've crossed the top of the 5 o'clock hour on 6:10 a.m. KCSR, Shadrad.com, Shattern, Nebraska. So it'll be same five starters to begin the second half. Ryland Berry, Tavea Saloon, Gracie Calkins, Jesse Alcorn, and Sophie Watson for the Cardinals. Calkins has it the right wing. It's a 2-3 zone, I beg your pardon, for Gordon Rushville. Shattern's been trying to hit the high post a lot this game. Hasn't worked too well, but they have gotten plenty of scoring. Ryland Berry has it the near side. She gets it back from Calkins. Head fake, entry pass. Good play by Rowan Simonson to step in front and pick it off. Gordon Rushville with their first possession of the second half going left to right from my view. Lindsey Simonson will send it over to Kelly Goings. Goings drives right, gets to the basket. Good defense by Jesse Alcorn, but Goings is playing to go back to a two-point game. We're a minute 50 seconds into this third quarter. Saloon has the left wing, drives the high post, bounce past the Cockins, top of the key, driving with the right hand. He goes to the right short corner. In trouble, we'll swing it around. Cockins uses the head fake. They heard the horn go off again during live action, caused everybody to hesitate. Cockins drove to the basket, got fouled, going up for the shot. So I believe the officials have told the players to play off the whistle. They're trying to figure out what's going on with that. We had that happen in the boys' JV game a couple of times. Okay, I can hear the officials saying, don't stop until you hear us blow the whistle. Go off our whistle, not the horn. And both coaches are actually telling their benches this right now. So it'll be Cockins at the free throw line for a pair, 6:50 to go in this third quarter. First free throw rattles in and out. Scooter's Coffee indulged in the perfectly balanced pairing of sweet blackberry flavors in there. Velvety Espresso, Scooter's limited time blackberry macchiato. Blackberry flavor mixed with cold 2% milk and ice cream, creating a creamy and decadent flavor. Fresh espresso shots are poured on top, highlighting the flavor of their world-class coffee. They top it off with their creamy vanilla cold foam. That's the Scooter's Coffee. Driving to the right side with it is Lindsey Simonson, ripped away by Ryland Berry. So hand it off to Cockins. Cockins will cross over at the midcourt line, gets to the volleyball 10-foot line, will slow it down at the top of the key. Entry pass into Watson, give and go outside the same wound, skipped over the near side. Alcorn gets inside the paint. Bank shot is good. That shot makes me think that when you're looking for the right kind of paint for your project, think Arrow Building Center. Shot missed by Gordon Rushwell, rebounded by Alcorn. Alcorn was actually held silent until the last basket, and she gets it poked from behind. She's asking for a foul. Officials are not going to give it to her. Gordon Rushwell will go left to right up the floor, 20-15, shattering with the lead and a reach-in on Alcorn. She's not too pleased with that. Reese Ritterbush will check in for the Cardinals. Saloon goes to the bench. Gordon Rushwell throws it in. McKimmy, hand off to Lindsey Simonson, now back outside to McKimmy. Uses the head fake, dumps it down to Simonson. She gets fouled going up for the shot. That's Rowan Simonson who got fouled. Let me go in line for a pair of free throws. We can see who goes to. It looks like they're indicating Alcorn, and it is her second team foul of the quarter. Now Rowan Simonson goes to the line. She missed the first. Got J.C. Terman checking in for the Shattered Cardinals, along with Emma Martin for Gordon Rushville. Post 12 American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattered Cardinals. Simonson splits the pair, brings it back to a four-point game. She's now up to 5 in this game. Driving to the left side, which it is Cockins. Lost the dribble, but gets it back. Now Berry drives to the right wing, bounce pass out to Ritterbush. Cockins has fake at the top of the key. Bends around, gets inside the paint, swings it up. It's a flat shot, which nearly worked. Alcorn gets her shot blocked. Shot clock did reset to 35. 5 minutes to go in the quarter. Cockins gets it poked away from her. Hits the padding along the stage. They'll stay with Shadron. 5:02 to go in the third quarter, 20-16. We got a tight one here in Gordon. Shatterin's running a couple down screens. Cockins has got to get in. She throws it up just a moment late. This will be Gordon Rushville ball. Going up against a full court press from Shatterin. Shatterin bails out of it. We'll just run man-to-man full court press. Martin's at the midcourt line. That's close to being over and back, but it's the Mustangs who clear inside. Schultz bounce pass to Rowan Simonson, gets reached in from behind, and she was going up for a shot. She's earned herself a trip to the free throw line for a pair of free throws. That is on Cockin. Team's third is Rowan Simonson, who split a pair of the last trip. This is the first. Hey, if you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. Second free throw for Simonson misses as well. Rebound goes out of bounds. Off court in Rushville will be shattering ball. And if you're thinking about getting your hair done or something, book your next hair appointment with T-Salon online or Squarespace or call 308-430-3686 and make sure to stop in to check out the latest in fashion. That's T-Salon and Boutique. 20-16, Shattern Cardinals lead the Gordon Rushville Mustangs, 4:45 to go in the third quarter. Pass going towards Cockins, but it looked like it was deflected by Rowan Simonson. Kelsey Scott arguing for a tip. I don't disagree with what she's indicating, but they're going to give the ball to Gordon Rushville. McKimmy drives the right wing, just throwing Simonson, drives the basket, shot rattles in. The post was an issue last night against for the Shattern Cardinals against Deering. Cochran dominated for the Bulldogs. Shattern struggling in that area once again. It's a 2-point game, 20-18. Terman just checked in. Deep two, hits off the front of the rim, gets the shooter's goal to go. 4-point game, 22-18. Crossing over right side is McKimmy. We'll back it out. 3-point line, throw it down low. They're just trying to get it to Simonson, throwing Simonson down low every time. Right now, Dawkins gets trapped, spins around, going to the left side, top of the key, gets a little bit of contact by McKimmy, and a foul is going to be called. No, they're going to give that to Kylie Goyne. That's the second team foul on Gordon Rushville in the quarter. We got 3:51 to go in this. Tristan Schaefer Law. Third quarter. That's number two. Ongoing. Shattern with a fresh shot clock. Inbounds at Alcorn. Fights for it. Rowan Simonson gets popped with a reach. That'll be number three on the Mustangs in the quarter. Now Cockins will inbound it. That's number two on Simonson. No one with three fouls. Shattern gets the ball in play before a sub can come in. Alcorn, top of the key. Three ball off the front of the rim. Redbush tips up the rebound, but it's grabbed by Riley Schultz, who will turn around, go left to right, to the right wing, bounce to the right hand, entry pass to Martin. Alcorn got a hand on it, got the shot blocked, but picks up her third. Number three on Alcorn, all in this third quarter now to the line. Because Emma Martin could make this a 2-point game if she goes 2-for-2 from the charity stripe. Lefty gets the first to go. Sophie Watson goes back in for Shattern. Out there for the Cardinals right now is Callie Hendrickson, J.C. Terman, Reese Ritterbush, Gracie Cockins, and now Sophie Watson, who will slot in at the right block for this second free throw, which rattles in and out, tipped away from the Cardinals by Lindsey Simonson and goes out of bounds. Ball to Shattern. Ritterbush will inbound it to Hendrickson, who spins around, throws it to Ritterbush, gets it across the timeline, being hounded, got it ripped from her. They're going to call a travel on Ritterbush. Shattern fans are wanting a tie-up. So Schultz will inbound it, ran from the scorer's table after the turnover. Gordon Rushville ball, they could tie it with a made three. 22-19, 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Martin's at the right elbow, drives across the paint, gets up in the air, no foul called against Shattern. Schultz throws it back in. Another throw in by McKimmy. Martin goes up in the air, gets fouled. They are calling a lot of fouls right now in this quarter. Didn't see many in the fact we didn't see the bonus show up in the first half whatsoever. Now Shattern just committed their fifth. That's going to be credited to Terman, who picks up her first. Now to the line goes Martin. She split a pair last time. Hit the first last time as well, like she just did. 2-point game, 22-20. Second free throw for Martin is good. We got a one-point game here in Gordon. And they're going to give a hand check call. He's Lindsey Simonson, 85 feet away from the basket. That's number four on Gordon Rushville. That's number two on Simonson. Goings will check back in for Schultz. Rittabush throws it over the top, gets to Hendrickson. She's going to come to the left side, sees a trap coming, smartly crosses over, gets trapped at the midcourt line. Gordon Rushville grabs possession, throws it back in. Shot clock does reset. Calkins is getting just bounced into left and right. No fouls called. She'll walk it across the timeline. Skipped over to Hendrickson. Left wing three. That's in. Gally Hendrickson gets the lead. Back up to 4, 25-21 Shattering. Three ball. Gordon Rushville. No good. There's McKimmy and a tie-up on the rebound. It'll stay with Gordon Rushville. 2:24 to go. No. I saw a tie-up signal, but it's a foul on Gordon Rushville, which means free throws for Shattering. So now it'll be Reese Ritterbush who gets to go to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Misses the first. Zaveas St. Loon comes in. For Hawkins, out there for the Cardinals, St. Loon, Hendrickson, Terman, Watson, and Ritterbush. And Ritterbush, it's the back end of the pair to make it a 5-point game once again. Shatter now sitting in a 2-3, forces a turnover, and a trip is going to be called on Goings, I believe. No, Martin. Now Hendrickson will walk to the blue painted free throw line. There's a white stripe that goes right down the middle of it, right where the nail would be. She'll place that right foot at the nail here in a moment as Rowan Simonson checks back in after the first free throw. There is no 1-1 anymore at the high school level. Hendrickson will place that right foot 6 inches behind the nail. A little bit of a jump shot on the free throw and missed the first. Ron Simonson checks in for the Mustang. She'll go to the right block for the second free throw. She's out there along with Emma Martin. Lindsey Simonson. Braylon McKimmy, and I'm trying to see the other player. Second free throw for Hendrickson is good. The other player is number 22, Kylie Goings. Back to the 6-point lead for the Cardinals. They have not trailed in this game. Have been tied twice, including when we started this game. Goings will drive the left side. Three ball coming. Rattles in and out by Lindsey Simonson. Ritterbush gets the rebound and travels with it. That was Gordon Rushville, I beg your pardon. So based on my view, if you walk into the Gordon Rushville gym, I am clear on the side with the bench all the way up in the far corner. So that baseline is a little tricky for me to see. Fight for the ball in the pass, stolen away by Martin. Martin goes left side, gets to the right block, shot is missed, hits up in the air. Ball gets deflected out of play off Gordon Rushville. It'll be shattering ball. 1:40 to go in the third quarter. A timeout is going to be taken by Kelsey Scott. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, letterman jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. There's a full timeout taken by Kelsey Scott. The Shattering Cardinals lead 27-21. We'll be back in 30 here on 610 AM KCSR and shadrad.com.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz & Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz & Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz & Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Shadron.
Minute 40 to go in the Kreitz & Schaefer Law third quarter. Kreitz & Schaefer Law, experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Chase Thompson here with you. Jeremy Anderson, Dennis Brown helping run the board back at the Platte Valley Bank KCSR Studios in downtown Chattern. Clock actually ticked a second off, so now it says 1:39. No one has noticed it. Actually was looking at the clock right when it happened. Chattern up by 6, 27-21. Gordon Rushell's run a full court press. Chattern confused, breaks the first level pretty easily. Second level is going to try to trap at the half court line, and it's turned over. Rowan Simonson with the pick off. He rolls the right block, lay-in. Good. Rowan Simonson's playing very well for Gordon Rushell right now. Down to a 4-point game. Chattern gets trapped at the midcourt line. It was Saloon that got trapped. Pass goes inside, and Watson gets taken out down low. And we go on the free throw line for a pair of free throws. Fouls on Martins, who picks up for a second. No, I beg your pardon. It was on McKimmy. So there'll be two free throws upcoming for Sophie Watson, who so far tonight has hit three of them. All in a row, actually, at the end of the first half. Changed it from what would have been a 1-point halftime lead to a 4-point halftime lead. She hit all three with 0.3 seconds on the clock. She drains the first. Second one for Watson. Nylon as well. She hit 5 free throws in 7 attempts so far tonight, where all 5 of her points have come from. 29-23. Driving to the left corner. It's over to Ashton Denning, who just checked in. Rowan Simonson fires left elbow J, missed it, and a call on the rebound. Everybody will walk 90 feet down the court for J.C. Thurman to place her right toe in the middle of the free throw line for 2 free throws. KCSR's coverage of Chattern High School Sports, sponsored by Wallstrom Ford, Chattern Federal Credit Union, New York Life, Noel Vulcan, Arrow Building Center, Home Haven, Big Bats Conoco, Security First Bank, Eagle Chevrolet, and Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Thurman goes 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Just shattered an 8-point lead. Their largest lead of the game. Largest one before then was 7. 3-ball, Schultz, left side, way short. That hit off Thurman. They weren't able to recover the rebound in the corner. Henderson gets trapped. It gets poked away from her, going chasing after it. Loose ball. Rolls it to the cheerleaders. They'll stay with Gordon Rushell. 31-23, 38.4 to go. In this third quarter, Chattern looking to sweep the season against Gordon Rushell. Gordon Rushell looking to bounce back from 2 straight losses. Pass comes into going. Near side, 3-ball, Denning. Rattles off the front of the rim. No shooter's roll there. Rowan Simonson, though, picks it up and gets it back in. 7 points in this quarter alone for the junior. 31-25. Shot clock turned off. Chattern breaks the press with ease. Sophie Watson will jump inside the Arrow Building Center paint. Get a lane to go with relative ease. Back to an 8-point game. 10 on the clock. Gordon Rushell with the ball. Entry pass goes into Martins. Ritterbush says no to that. Kicks it out of bounds with the left hand. 5.7 on the clock. Gordon Rushell will inbound it from the Coffin corner. Shattern's not going to defend that inbound directly. Pass comes in. It's a curl screen. Getting it to going to run to the top of the key. Fires the 3. Hits it strong off the backboard, and that'll do it. For the third quarter, 33-25. The Shattern Cardinals lead the Gordon Rushell Mustangs after 3. This third quarter was sponsored by Kreitz and Schaefer Law, experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. We'll go ahead and take a break. Fourth quarter coming up next here on 610 AM KCSR and Shadrad.com.
Ranchers, are you ready to maximize your herd's potential? Legacy Co-op has everything you need to boost your cattle's health and performance. From our premium grind and mix offerings to our convenient lick tubs, we provide solutions to keep your cattle thriving. Don't forget about our high-quality DDG cubes designed to power up your herd with nutrients they need, or our tailored mineral mixes. Don't settle for less. Contact Legacy Co-op. Grow in the future and your profits.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chattern. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game any time of the year. Wild Farm Grill in downtown Chadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in northwest Nebraska. Wild Farm Grill, proud supporters of all the Chadron High student-athletes.
This fourth quarter is sponsored by Best Western, West Hills Inn, wherever life takes you. Best Western is there. Currently, the clock says 80 minutes. I know that's not the time that we're going to play in this fourth quarter. They get it reset to 8:33:25. The Chadron Cardinals lead the Gordon Rushville Mustangs. Entry pass goes in to Rowan Simonson. She's been working from that right block and gets that one to go as well. She's in double figures right there. Actually, that's number 15 for her. Brings it back to a six-point game, 33-27. Chadron looking for to get pass up the floor. Misses on the reception, and it goes past the drum sets, across the court from me. It'll be Gordon Rushville ball. Gordon Rushville ball going left to right. Now Riley Schultz will swing it to the top. Hendrickson, Callie Hendrickson got a piece of it for the Chadron Cardinals. Callie going kick to the near side, jumping inside, thinking the right short corner jumper was Bradley McKimmy. She missed it. Chadron with the ball. And the same play that happened on the previous possession just happened again. Kelsey Scott, the head coach for the Chadron Cardinals, flexing toward her players. The pass was too strong. There we go in Rushville ball. Gimme will bring it across the timeline, goes left with it, two going. Looks down low, now Schultz at the top. Bounce pass to Simonson, free throw line J, hits off the right side of the rim. Fight for the rebound, it's picked up in the corner by Lindsey Simonson. Sherman fights for it, gets it, shattering in the break. Alcorn with the head of steam to the left block, stops, gets up in the air, no foul called. And she gets it on the second one, but the thing is, that second move is going to be a foul on the floor. No, they're indicating two free throws, so they're going to say it was a shot. So it might have just been a late whistle. The officials are going to discuss this. Okay, I was reading the list, and they're saying it was on the first play. So it'll be a pair of free throws upcoming for Jesse Alcorn. Righty. Drains the first. That's the 3 points so far in this game. A couple subs come in. Rylan Berry joins the crew on the floor for the Cardinals. KTSR's coverage of Chadron High School Sports is sponsored by Chadron Lumber, Heritage Scene, Morford's Decorating Center, Nebraska Land Tire, Hauser's Grab and Go, and First National Bank, Omaha. Gordon Rushville with the ball down by eight. Loose ball, fight for it. Ritterbush on the floor once again. Recovers it. They're going to call a timeout. Kelsey Scott was screaming timeout. Gets it. 30-second timeout. Timeout is sponsored by Dunbar's U Design. It's top-notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Go ahead and take one with them. 35-27 is the score. Tuning in to Chadron Cardinal Basketball, 6:10 a.m. KCSR and Chadrad.com.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Chadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
Kelsey Scott saved a possession for the Chadron Cardinals. 6:37 to go in this fourth quarter, 35-27. And Gordon Rushville nearly forces a turnover on the inbound. Chadron going right to left in this fourth quarter in their road black uniforms. Red numbers, red Chadron across the chest with a white outline. Around the numbers in Chadron. And this one's going to be off. Chadron. So it'll be Gordon Rushville ball. They get a fresh shot clock, 6:34 to go in this fourth quarter, 35-27. Cardinals lead. Right side with it is going. Dips it to Riley Schultz. Baseline drive. Extra pass to M.M. Martin. Laying off the left side is good. Back to a six-point game. Callie Hendrickson will swing it over to Reese Ritterbush. J.C. Terman, right short corner, up top to Hendrickson. Thought about taking three. Now Ritterbush will fire it from the right wing. It's strong. Rebounded by Scholl. So lock it across the logo. Look right, throw it right. Bring it up top. Now to Lindsey Simonson. Martin steps inside the paint. Hendrickson read the pass. Alcorn read the entry pass and picks it off. Hendrickson will dribble with the right hand. Swing it to Terman at the right block. Kicks it outside. Ritterbush, three ball. That's short. Two Cardinal players go for the rebound. Neither one could get it. It'll be Gordon Rush with the ball. Gracie Calkins comes back in for J.C. Terman. Gordon Rushville ball, six-point game, 35-29. Schultz at the left wing, kicks it up top. Two goings now near side with it. After the chest pass is McKimmy. She grabs the right wing, throws it inside to Rowan Simonson. She goes up for the shot. She's been scoring frequently tonight, missed it. Second chance room, Schultz is going to be called on the floor. Did get fouled, so it'll be on Rylan Berry. Team's first foul of the quarter for the Shattern Cardinals. As the game winds down, we'll start mentioning situations more. I believe Shattern has two timeouts left. Gordon Rushville with three. Driving to the right side, losing control of it, is going. She's able to recover now. McKimmy, top of the key. Joe Grice goes to the scorer's table for Shattern. She'll check in on the next whistle. McKimmy drives inside, kicks it back out. 20 on the shot clock, 5 minutes to go in regulation. Drive to the right side. Boing. Entry pass. Martin steps through. Lay-in is good off the right side backboard. We got it down to a four-point game. Gordon Rushville has not hit a three in this second half. Berry, right block. Fouled. Made the shot. And one. Bucket's good. Bounds credited. Gordon Rushville, two players for the Mustangs. We'll check in. Grice will come in for Berry. She makes this free throw. It is Michaela Campbell and Ashley Denning checking in for the Mustangs. 37-31, 4:45 to go. Berry, complete the old-fashioned three-point play. It's short. Offensive rebound for Ritterbush. Kicks it to the near side. Alcorn uses the head fake. Stops. Finds Ritterbush. Head fake drives toward the baseline. Lefty shot. It was an awkward shot for her. At the backboard to contend with, rebounded by Gordon Rushville. McKimmy sends down Calkins. Calkins takes the charge on McKimmy. Third foul on the Mustangs. McKimmy with her fourth. Grice and Saloon check in for the Cardinals. Tavaya Saloon and Jove Grice. Rylan Berry. Callie Hendrickson. Take a break on the blue pass. Plastic bench that they have here. Gordon Rushville, all the seats blue, plastic. And turnover on the inbound. Martins and Alcorn now fighting for the ball. Tie up. Ball will stay with Gordon Rushville. 4:30 to go. 6-point lead for the Cardinals. It'll be going through inbound, and she'll take two steps right of the paint in line. Throw it back up top. Saloon's fighting for the ball. McKimmy falls on the midcourt line, and a timeout's going to be taken by Gordon Rushville. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, letterman's, jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll keep it here with 4:22 to go. And this one, 37-31. Shattern Cardinals lead. Take a look at the schedule going down the road for these two sides. Shattern, they'll be off until Thursday afternoon when they take on first round of the Western Conference Tournament over in Scottsdale Fingering. 1-8 matchups will play at WNCC Thursday. Semifinal Friday will happen at WNCC for the semifinal games, and the third place in championship games will happen at WNCC. Shattern will most likely fall in as a 4 or a 5 if they get out of here with a win tonight. We'll play. It's hard to tell who's the 4 or who's the 5 seed in this tournament. It really is right now. I think Sydney number 1, Scottsbluff probably 2, maybe Gearing 3, then the rest of the order. Good thing it's the coaches that get to figure that out. We'll get the brackets tomorrow night. Gordon Rushville after tonight. They will actually take 8 days off. That's not right. That's 6 days, I beg your pardon, will host Morrill on Friday. And Morrill, the Lions, are playing in the Panhandle Conference Tournament Championship game today. Both boys and girls are playing in that this afternoon. No, yeah, the girls are playing Edgemont this afternoon. So, Gordon Rush will inbound it. They're going to go straight line. Two players cut up the floor. This is more to try to get the defense to show their hand, and it worked. Drives to the right side with it is McKimmy. Gets the right block. Shot laying. Good. Back down to a four-point game. Kimmy, that's your first point of the game, and Gordon Rush will force the turnover on the inbound. Schultz will push it over the right side. Going with it. Crosses over, gets the free throw line, skips to the near spot, far side. Denning gets fouled. That's only number two on Shattering. Didn't see what fouls on. He's trying to read the official's hand. Didn't quite see it as Callie Hendrickson in. Stacey Terman go back in for the Cardinals. Fouls on Greitz, her first. Team second, two fouls to give. Deep two taken by Gordon Rushville. Missed it. Ritterbush gets the rebound, throws it in to Terman. Now Hendrickson. Shattern's looking good on this fast break. Greitz boxes out the defender. Hendrickson rolls the left block. Terman at the left elbow. Ritterbush, three ball. No good. Rebounded by Denning. The ball hit the rim two different times in the backboard and nearly found its way home. And Terman slips and takes and going down with her. That's number three on Shattern in the quarter. Both Simonsons are going to check in here in a moment. Wimsey and Rowan. So inbounding it will be Schultz. The scoreboard has four fouls for the Cardinals. The next one would mean free throws for Gordon Rushville. Well, good job by Henderson reading the pass, but Martin's got the deflection, lays it up and in. He's up to six in this quarter, and we are down to a two-point game. And an official's timeout shot clock did not reset to 35. And now a speaker is going absolutely crazy. So I apologize for that. Shot clock resets to 35. They'll roll it down to 32 and 312 on the game clock. The game clock actually should be 315 because that's when they blew the whistle. There we go. 37-35 Shattern. 315 to go. In this Best Western, West Hills in fourth quarter. Ritterbush will throw it into Hendrickson, nearly carried with it. Skips over to J.C. Terman, throws across the timeline to Alcorn. Grice with the box out. Good play. Jesse Alcorn with the first layup. It's not going to be officially an assist, but give it to Joe Grice for the box out of the defender. Clears the space, allowed Alcorn to lay it in. Lindsey Simonson to counter. Got it. Made two buckets this game, both threes. Down to a one-point game, 39-38, and Shattern turns it over. Rowan Simonson running, crosses over, switches hands. Now running to the top is going. Three ball, missed wide right. Schultz with a rebound and a timeout taken by Gordon Rushville. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here in Gordon, 39-38 Cardinals. Gordon Rushville has yet to lead in this game. Shattern has led by one a couple of times throughout the night, but have extended every single time. Stretch the lead back out. Gordon Rush will have the ball out of the timeout. Foul situation right now. Gordon Rushville does have a foul to give. Shattern does not. I believe Shattern has two timeouts. Gordon Rushville with one. They may have two as well. So it'll be Gordon Rushville ball. In fact, right where they're standing is where they'll inbound it. 2:29 to go. Inbounding it will be Schultz. Being guarded By Callie Hendrickson. Pass goes into the backcourt. Lindsey Simonson splits past the defense. Terman forces a deflection. Multiple players on the floor. And Schulte recovers it. Loses her dribble. Now McKemmy will drive across, get a screen. Bryce has to guard her. Bryce playing great defense with the slide. Pass goes down to Barnes. Barnes lays it up and in, and Jordan Russell has their first lead of the game. 40-39, and a fight for it on the inbound. Terman recovers it after the deflection. Extra pass to Hendrickson. Right side layup. Got it. Timeout is going to be taken by Kelsey Scott. Shattern regains the lead after being down for the first time in this game. Shattern led for about, well, we played, what, 30 minutes of this game? Yes, 30 minutes and 10 seconds. Shattern has led for about 29 minutes and change, tied a couple of times, then ended up down 39-40 for one possession, have regained the lead at 41-40 with a minute 50 to go. One foul to give for the Mustangs. I believe Shattern is out of timeouts, actually. Kelsey Scott's meeting with her team in the huddle. Looks like it'll be Joe Grice, Kelly Hendrickson, Jesse Alcorn, J.C. Terman, and Reese Ritterbush out there for the Cardinals out of this timeout. Hey, coming up on the 5th-7 post-game show, we'll recap this one from Gordon. Between Shannon and Gordon Rushville, girls' side of things, and a girls' boys' doubleheader right here off 610 a.m. KCSR and Shadrad.com. Buck 50 to go in this fourth quarter. So it'll be Gordon Rushville to inbound it, going left to right. They'll send out Riley Schultz, along with both Simonsons, Lindsay and Rowan, Emma Martin out there as well, and Kylie Goyne. That'll be Schultz to inbound it, throws it to Lindsay Simonson, back to Schultz. Shattern's going to try to trap the corners. Gordon Rushville splits it right up the middle. Skips over to the left side, no one. Palm turned over, ball to the Cardinals. 102 seconds remaining, a minute 42 to decide this. Maybe some change as well. Rice gets the inbound, gets trapped, pass, swung to the near side, deflection on the entry pass. Ritterbush takes a huge hit. And that's the foul to give that Gordon Rushville just took. I don't think they wanted to take that foul right there. That is on Lindsay Simonson. He picks up her fourth. Gordon Rushville does not have that deep of a bench. They were able to bring in a sub right there. That was McKimmy who checked back in. Bigger part of his points, but Kimmy was out there. Ritterbush drives the right block, shot blocked by Rowan Simons, then it hits off the floor and rushed the logo right in the middle of the padding along the stage to my left. 88 seconds to go. Minute 28. Terman throws it into Alcorn. Alcorn head fake shot, bank home! Near turnover. Schultz gets trapped at the midcourt line. Gordon Rushville screaming for a timeout. It's an over and back on the Mustang. The Cardinals have forced two straight turnovers after being down by one. Have a chance to go up two scores. Three-point game, 43-40, minute 14 to go. Ritterbush will inbound it. Gets in to Alcorn at the left wing. Shot clock now in effect at all levels of the state of Nebraska. Teams do not have to foul yet. No fouls to give either side. Next foul is a pair of free throws. Unless it's an offensive foul, we're going to see a tie-up. This will stay with Shattering with just a tenth under a minute to go. Still a one-score game, 43-40. Can Shattern hold on? Alcorn, mid-range, J-Train! 5-point game, 45-40. Quickly down the floor goes Goring. She stops the right block, kicks up top. Rowan Simon steps in the deep two off the front of the rim. Martins with the rebound. Shot blocked by Alcorn. It goes out of play. Ball stays with Gordon Rushville. Denning and Lindsay Simonson check back in. Ashlyn Denning. Gordon Rushell going with a bunch of shooters out there, down by 5:40 to go. Three ball, McKimmy, Candace. Wow, that's ice in her veins. Five for the ball on the inbound and turned over. Timeout taken by Gordon Rushville. That might have saved Shattern right there. Timeouts sponsored by Dunbar's U Design and Top Notch Embroidery, including hats, letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. A full timeout on the floor. We'll keep it here. 30 seconds to go. 45-43. Next foul. For either side, we'll send the teams to the free throw line. KCSR's coverage of Shattern High School Sports is sponsored by Hauser's Grab and Go, First National Bank, Omaha, Hilltop Lane, FNIC, Wild, Legacy Co-op, and Platte Valley Bank. Wow, this one's been a doozy this afternoon. Shattern earlier this season defeated Gordon Rushville 49-32. Shattern's experimenting with some lineups right now. And they started four freshmen and one sophomore. But out there to this final moment, we'll be just looking through the bench right now. One freshman in Jesse Alcorn, Sophie Watson, who is a sophomore, J.C. Terman, a junior, Callie Hendrickson, a junior, and Reese Ritterbush, also a junior. Gordon Rushville ball, shot clock turned off. Entry pass comes into Rowan Simonson, kicks it out to the corner. McKimmy drives inside, forces contact on the shot, and earned a trip to the free throw line for a pair. Two free throws could tie. Now McKimmy going to the free throw line. She has 5 points, hasn't yet been to the free throw line yet this game. First free throw, no good. So Shattern will have the lead after this free throw still. And Gordon Rushville now, in their situation, a foul will send Shattern to the free throw line. McKimmy goes 0 for 2 from the line. Rebound tip grabbed by Martins. Offensive rebound for the Mustang. Pass goes up top. Denning was calling for it. 20 on the clock. Looking inside to Rowan Simonson. Tipped around. Rowan Simonson with possession. And a foul is going to be called on, I believe, Alcorn. No, it's on Watson who picks up her first. Two free throws for Rowan Simonson. First free throw. Rattles the 10. No good. So that be at least a one-point game. Gordon Rushville has missed their last three free throws. Second one is good. Shattered up by one. Terman gets the inbound, turns around. We get across the timeline. Gordon Rushville's going to foul. It's tipped. The pass tipped by Denning. 8.8. So Shattern has all the space that they need. 30-second timeout is taken by Kelsey Scott. 8.8 to go in this one. We'll see what lineup she has out on the floor. They have the entire court to work with. Ball be inbounded at the midcourt line for the Cardinals. It looks like she's going to go with the same five that are out there, all pretty good free throw shooters in their own right. She looks like Gracie Cawkins is more involved in the huddle this time, but we'll see who goes out there for Kelsey Scott. Timeout is over. So it'll be the same five. Reese Ritterbush, Jesse Alcorn, J.C. Terman, Sophie Watson, and Callie Hendrickson. Ritterbush will inbound it right at the midcourt line. Again, Shattern can use the entire court right now. And they are going to set a screen to get it to Alcorn in the backcourt. Gordon Rushville does have to foul. Ritterbush has it, and she gets harmed with 3.5 to go. That was a great play designed by Kelsey Scott right there. Set a screen. Alcorn curled into the backcourt, caught it. Got trapped. Threw it to Ritterbush. First free throw for Ritterbush. No good. And actually, on that, McKimmy fouled out. She finishes with five. there's going to be an extra sub that comes in, Riley Schultz. This will make it a two-point game, 45-44. Second free throw rattles in and out. Gordon Russell can win with a two. Shot's going to come up at the half-court line. Schultz fires it at the buzzer, and it's waved off, and the Shattering Cardinals have escaped. They're going to have 3 seconds left. There was a timeout taken by Gordon Rushville. The Shattering Cardinal fans on the near side are understandably a little displeased right now. I didn't hear a whistle. I didn't see a signal. My field of vision, I could see the coach. So, Kelsey Scott's having a discussion with the officials. I really don't know what's going on here right now. That looks like a clean play. If they're going to call it, we'll see where they inbound it. The official is walking, coming down the court to the left. They're going to inbound in front of Shattern's bench. Currently the clock says 3 tenths. I've seen the signal of 3 seconds, and there it goes. They will inbound it, I believe, right in front of Shattern's bench. This has been an interesting game so far. The horn go off at random moments, and now this situation. Can Shattern escape with a win? Clock says 3 seconds. Gordon Rushville down by one, 45-44. Shattern lead, 3 on the clock. Shattering cannot foul right here. Pass comes in to Lindsay Simonson. She runs across the timeline. Will not get a shot off at the buzzer. No, it would have counted, but it's no good. The Shattering Cardinal escaped this one. 45-44. It took 2 tries to escape, and they get out of Gordon with a 45-44 win. What a win by Kelsey Scott to get out of town with the dub. Wow, that was an interesting late-game segment. This fourth quarter was sponsored by Best Western West Hills Inn. Wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. We'll go ahead and take a break. Fit 7 postgame show coming up next on 6 a.m. KCSR in Shadrad.com.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Shattern, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Shattern or online at wahlstromcars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Your financial future is bright at the Shattern Federal Credit Union. We offer credit builder loans, signature loans, and so much more. Our youth and teen accounts are high interest bearing, helping our youngsters make the most out of their money, in addition to several other youth programs throughout the year. For our other members, we offer IRAs and CDs, along with other programs to ensure a successful financial future at Shattern Federal Credit Union. 126 East 3rd in Shattern, where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first. Just like you do for your family.
This is the Fit 7 postgame show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
Oh, what's the Fit 7 postgame show? Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. The Shattern Cardinals get out of Gordon with a 45-44 win. It took them 2 tries. At the buzzer, Gordon Rushville got 2 tries at the buzzer, but neither opportunity went down as the Cardinals moved to 10-6 and have now won 5 out of their last 6 games, dating back to their loss against Lakota Tech. If you want to look even further, 6 out of their last 8 have been wins for the Shattering Cardinals. They move to 10-6 on the season with an appearance in the Western Conference Tournament coming up on Thursday to begin things in the Scottsbluff River Valley. Lead score for the Shattering Cardinals was Jesse Alcorn, who finished with 10 this afternoon for the Shattering Cardinals. Other scores for the Shattering Cardinals include Sophie Watson with 7, Gracie Calkins, Reese Riddabush each with 4, Kelly Henderson finished with 6, Rylan Berry with 4, Savea Saloon with 3, and Jove Grice with 1 as the Cardinals move to 10-6. On the flip side of things, the Gordon-Rushville Mustangs fall to 6-10 on the season. They will host Morrill coming up on Friday night. Their leading score was between 2 players, Emma Martin, who had 13, and Rowan Simonson, who had 14 as well. So 2 players with 14 points for the Gordon-Rushville Mustangs to lead the pack. It was 9-2 after the first quarter, and it turned into a 17-13 game at the halftime break. After the third quarter, it was an 8-point lead for the Shattering Cardinals, 33-25. For the Cardinals, got out of Dodge with a 45-44 win. The Cardinals hit 4 three-pointers on the night, 5 three-pointers, I beg your pardon, with no player hitting more than 1. Gordon-Rushville didn't shoot that well from the three-point arc either. They actually only hit 3. 2 of them came from Lindsey Simonson. Shattering Cardinals win this one, 45-44. We got about 17 and a half minutes to go in the pregame clock for the boys' game. We'll go ahead and take our longer between game break. When we come back, we'll get going with the boys' game. Be tuning in to the Fit 7 postgame show on 6 a.m. JCSR and ShatterRadio.com.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Arrow Building Center in Chatham is a big supporter of high school sports. So much that when the CHS boys or girls basketball teams hit a shot from inside the paint, it reminds us that Arrow Building Center in Chatham cheers for the home team. From interior and exterior paints to all of your needed painting accessories, Arrow has everything you need to do the job right. Go Cards, on the floor, the mat, or any other extracurricular activity you're part of. From the crew at Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 in Chatham.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chatham, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrach Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrach Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrach.com.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Lowe's knows how to help you save time and money, no matter the job. That's why we can deliver supplies to your job site as soon as same day, so you have more time to get the job done. Because when you need it fast, we've got you covered. Lowe's knows pros. Valid on eligible in-stock orders and select zip codes placed by 2 p.m. for same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. More terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Shadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Shadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ShadronMotors.com. Shadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Shadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for Shadron Cardinal Sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrag Communication Sports. This is the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Shadron Community Hospital.
Well, welcome back to Gordon Rushville High School's Virginia set for the boys. Not a thing for the doubleheader between the Shadron Cardinals and the Gordon Rushville Mustangs. We're live here on the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. Shadron Community Hospital, exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare. Feels like just yesterday that we were last talking before a boys game. Well, it was actually just yesterday. And boy, was that a doozy last night in Gearing. Game came down to the final minutes of the game, but it was Shadron Cardinals redeeming themselves after a loss to Gearing earlier this season. The Cardinals won that game 58-50 over the Gearing Bulldogs last night down in the Valley. It was Brady Daniels who led the Cardinals and scoring with 22 points on the night in the win for the Shadron Cardinals. Alan Jelinek finished with 14. He fouled out late in the contest. I beg your pardon, I'm looking at the last time these two teams played. Brady Daniels had 22 last night. Thomas Smith had 7. Alan Jelinek had 9 for the Cardinals. Shadron Cardinals team has won 5 out of their last 6 games. And in this run of their 7 wins this season, they have not scored less than 50. That low point came against Fox Elder back on December 21st. That was a 50-41 win. But let's rewind a little bit to last night in their win. We already done that. Let's talk about the game earlier this season between Shadron and Gordon Rushville. 75-27 win for the Shadron Cardinals. Thomas Smith led all scores with 18. Callan Jelinek with 14 for the Cardinals. Brady Daniels finished with 11. Tyson Poirier had 9, and Tobin Landon had 4. There was 11 different players that scored that night for the Shadron Cardinals. It was their first win of the season. It was on the front end of a back-to-back between Shadron, Gordon Rushville, and Gearing. Shadron played Gearing the very next night. This is the final game of 83 for this week on 610 AM KCSR and Shadrad.com. Began the week up in Hermosa, South Dakota, taking on the Custer Wildcats. That one was a 78-32 win for the Hermosa Custer Wildcats or Hermosa Hornets. That's what their uniforms they're wearing that night. Then again, last night, a 58-50 win over the Gearing Bulldogs. The last game before we get to the Western Conference Tournament next week, and there's a good feeling around that it's going to be Gearing once again. That will take place at Scottsbluff High School sometime on Thursday. We'll know the brackets tomorrow night. Be sure to check out the website. I will get those up as soon as I possibly can once I have them in my hand. We got about 9 minutes, 50 seconds to go in the pregame. We'll go ahead and take our first break. Come back for more Shadron Community Hospital pregame. You're tuning in Shadron Cardinal Basketball on 610 AM KCSR and Shadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chatham Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank. And if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Chadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
Hello, welcome back to the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Chadron Community Hospital, exceeding the standard excellence in healthcare. I'm Chase Thompson here in the Flat Valley Bank broadcast booth. Flat Valley Bank, you belong here. Member FDIC. So let's take a look at this Gordon Rushville team. It's been a while since we've seen them. We last saw them back on the 13th of December. It actually was a huge setback for the Gordon Rushville Mustangs, who came into that contest with a 2-3 record. They had just beaten Crawford in a wild game a few days before then. It was a 73-29 Chadron win. That set off a string of events for Gordon Rushville that has not been the greatest for them. They lost four more games in a row right after that. They went to Hyannis. Would have been on a Tuesday and lost 55-51. They went up to Bennett County, South Dakota. Martin, I believe, is where that's at, and fell 43-34. Lost Kimball 77-21 on December 21st. When they began the new year, they got about 2 weeks off before they began the 2025 calendar year. They fell at Mitchell 75-31. Turned around and beat Baird 50-37. Then went on another little hardship streak. Fell to Hay Springs 65-56, lost to Gearing 69-21, lost to Cody Kilgore. Then the following day, after they lost to Gearing, they lost 52-46. Then a week ago, this was back on Tuesday, actually, they lost to Alliance 79-31. They are on the back end of a back-to-back, and the front end was a really good night for Gordon Rushville Mustang. They won 56-44 over the Mullen Broncos, who currently sit at 5-7. This season, this Gordon Rushville team is led in scoring by Raylan Holston, a freshman, 5'10" freshman for the Mustangs. Other players you'll be hearing a lot tonight include number 21, Maddox Leeper. He's averaging 4.8 points per game. Daniel Martin averages 11 points per game. Brody Popkin averages 2.5 points per game for the Mustangs. In fact, you look back at that last contest, Holston had 7, Leeper had 6. Chadron Cardinals outscored the Gordon Rushville Mustangs 30-6 in the second half. The Chadron Cardinals had 28 points alone in that second quarter against the Gordon Rushville Mustangs when they met up earlier this season at the Birdcage. We got about 5 minutes to go on the pregame clock. We'll go ahead and take another break. Come back with our Chadron Mock Keys of the Game. You're tuning in to Chadron Cardinal Basketball on 610 AM KCSR and Chadron Radio and Chadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron, or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
So, Shadron Community Hospital, exceeding the standard of excellence in healthcare. Chase Thompson here with you. Get a look at the Shadron Lock keys of the game. Shadron Lock, your local dealer for locks, safe security cameras, access control, keys, and more. For the Shadron Cardinals, just going to be about not overlooking this Gordon Rushville team. They won the game pretty handily back on December the 13th, of 75-27 win for the Cardinals. Don't overlook this Mustang team. It was an emotional win last night against the rival, the Gearing Bulldogs. Do not overlook this Gordon Rushville team. They got some scores, and they're playing a little bit better, coming off a 56-44 win. There's Gordon Rushville Mustangs. What do you do to get past the Shadron team? Well, it's pretty simple. Slow down. We'll try to slow down both Thomas Smith and Brady Daniels. Post play is a big factor in the games versus Shadron, but Shadron, with their physicality down low, tends to do pretty well with Tal Angelnik running the post down low. He fouled out midway through the fourth quarter last night against Gordon Rushville, but he still finished with 9.6 though in the first half alone. And that's your Shadron Lock keys of the game. Shadron Lock, the local dealer for locks, safe security cameras, access control, keys, and more. We'll go ahead and take our final pregame break. When we come back, we'll have tip off. You're tuning in to Shadron Cardinal Basketball at 6:10 a.m. KCSR and Shadrad.com.
FNBO is the great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO. Independent and family owned for six generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. It doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon. They have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488.
Welcome back to the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. Shadron Community Hospital, exceeding the standard excellence in healthcare. Chase Thompson here with you. Let's go ahead and jump into the Country Kitchen starting lineup. Country Kitchen, a place like home on 10th Street in Shadron. I do have the Shadron Cardinal ones, and it's going to be the same as what we've seen over the past handful of games. Creighton Ryan is out again tonight due to a knee injury. I was talking to him last night a little bit. He's doing fine, just trying to recover from a knee injury that he suffered against Alliance But the Chatham Cardinals are going to come out with number 0, Thomas Smith, a 5'2" senior, followed by number 2, Brady Daniels, a 6'2" senior. Both players are averaging well north of double figures. It's been a two-headed monster on the perimeter for the Chatham Cardinals. Also in the starting lineup for the Chatham Cardinals include number 20, Derek Bissonette, a 5'11" sophomore, and number 22, Talon Jelinek, a 6'1" senior. They are head coached by Kyle Sanders, assisted by Zane Hesting. Sam Rissling also helps with coaching on this staff. And that's the Country Kitchen starting lineup for the Chatham Cardinals. They're about to announce the ones for the Gordon Rushmore Mustang. They didn't have them when I went and checked the score table about 20 minutes ago, but they're about to announce to the crowd here at Gordon Rushmore. Chatham, by the way, is in their rose black uniforms with red Cardinal across chest, red numbers, and white trim. Gordon Rushmore is going to come out with number 1, Bronson Friesman, a 5'9" senior, followed by number 2, Braylon Holston, a 5'10" freshman. Number 3, Cannon Leeper, a 6'4" senior. Number 4, Daniel Martin, a 6'1" junior. And number 21, Maddox Leeper, a 6'tall senior. They're head coached by Randy Hurlbert, assisted by Riley Hall. Same 5 guys that I mentioned in the pregame as ones that could be an impact for the Gordon Rushmore. They are in the starting lineup. That includes the Country Kitchen starting lineup, Place Like Home on 10th Street in Chatham. The tip-off is sponsored by State Farm Insurance, like good neighbor Trey Strathide. And State Farm is there for you. And this first quarter, sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Thank you for joining us for the ride tonight. One win already in the bag for the Cardinals. Can they get two? We are underway. Gordon Rushmore wins the tip, going right to left. All my uniforms, blue numbers, orange trim. If you remember, if you think Boise State colors, think you'll think right for Gordon Rushmore, and they turn it over on the first possession. Brady Daniels will walk it across the timeline. Bounce pass to the right side. Jelinek, now Smith, near side corner. Trying to get Daniels with the right block. He's open. Steps in. Lay-in is good. And the Cardinals lead 2-0. They're going to come out in a full-court press. This really hasn't done too much. Maybe forced the off turnover or two, as it nearly does there. It's going to stay with Gordon Rush. The ball came across the near sideline off a couple of players. Thomas Smith last to touch it. But I've seen and noticed that this press will wear teams down throughout the game. Did last night against Gearing. See if it works tonight. Right side with it is Leeper. Entry pass all good. Roll to the basket by Leeper, but he missed the shot. Rebounded by the Cardinals. Now Daniels will use the head fake. Swing it to the right side. No one's there at the right block. Leeper was for the Mustang. Hands it off over the Martin. Walks across the timeline. Bissonette pokes it from behind. Martin still has it. Right side with it is Leeper. Gets a screen. We'll have to switch to first names for those two. Entry pass picked off by Tobin Landon. Tobin Landon, once he gets to the left side of that paint, then to go to work. He's going to line up there, but it's dribble handoff up top. Bissonette gets inside, swings to Landon. He hit 1-3 last night. Big one in third quarter now. Jelinek inside, turns around, missed the shot, rebounded by Maddox Leeper. He'll hand it off over to Martin. Gets it stripped away from him by Bissonette. Down Daniels. Stops, crosses over, draws a lot of contact. That should be a block. And hitting the hardwood hard. It's Friesman. He got popped in the face, and it's Case Sheenan will come to the scorer's table. And they are going to give that foul to Friesman, Bronson Friesman, who picks up his first foul of the quarter. For either side, Daniels will go to the free throw line for a pair of free throws. Hey, coming up tomorrow right here on 610 a.m. KCSR, we'll have live coverage of the NFL Conference Championship games. As first up is the NFC Championship game featuring the Philadelphia Eagles and the Washington Commanders. Then after that, it'll be the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. Coverage begins at noon right here on 610 a.m. KCSR. Daniels goes 1-for-2 from the charity stripe. He goes 0-for-2. I thought he made the first, I beg your pardon. Still 2-0. Pass goes to the right side. Sheenan drives baseline. Daniels poked it from behind. It'll stay with Corin Rushville along the baseline. Now they're checking the score. Yeah, it is three. So Daniels did make the first of two. That's what I thought. But I do use the scoreboard as the official number for my score sheet. Now it's Cannon. Leaper right side gets the screen from Maddox. Leaper. Now Sheenan will cross over top of the key. Shoves it to Daniel Martin near side. 10 on the shot clock. 3-0 Cardinals. Jordan Rushville turns it over. They're looking to get it to the right side where Maddox Leaper, I beg your pardon, that's Cannon Leaper, was standing. Ends up behind the stand, so it'll be shattering ball. Where 2 minutes and 15 seconds into this game, only one made field goal from each side. It's 3-0 Cardinals. Now, Gordon Rushville's going to, it's like a box of one. No. It doesn't matter because Tobin Landon caught the entry pass at the left block and lays it in from the left side. He does work down there. And Gordon Rushville, trying to get up the floor, turns it over. No. They're going to call a foul, actually, on Derek Bissonnette. So it'll be Gordon Rushville ball with a fresh 35, 5:24 to go in this first quarter. 5-0 still Cardinals. Two made field goals from sides. The push on Brady Daniels gets called. Right on the inbound. That's number two on the Cardinals, number one on Daniels. So Martin now will inbound it with a fresh 35, 5:23 to go in the quarter. Get it into the backcourt. It's Leaper who goes to the right side. Martin waits for a screen around for Sheenan. Now he's looking for Maddox Leaper. This net fights for him. Martin recovers it, dribbles it off his foot. This will be an over. No, it's not going to be over and back, but Daniels grabs it, swings it near side. Smith left open for the three. Off the front of the rim. It looks good. Just a millimeter of two to the left. Gordon Rushville, without a point yet, down by five, has the ball. Right side with it is Leaper. Waits for a couple back screens to allow Holston to get open on the near side corner, but keeping it up top is Martin. He gets the screen from Maddox Leaper. Floater from Maddox Leaper on the roll. Is missed. Talonjonic just takes the rebound away. Daniels will sprint up across the sideline. Stop. Walking to a three. Drains it. Brady Daniels. But 6 of the 8 points for the Cardinals. Stretches out to an 8-0 lead. Gordon Rushville has 6 points in the second half. They get their first points of the game on that bucket by Holston. Left block shot. Dribble handoff up top. And do three dribble handoffs. They're trying to set a back screen to get Smith open in his spot in the corner. It's Jelinek at the high post. Smith throws it down low to Landon. Gets it near side to Bissonnette. Gets his defender to overcommit. Drives the basket. Lays it up and in to make it 10-2. Kyle Sanders will call a timeout. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's Zoo Design at Pat Match and Broder, including hats, linemans, jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. 3:54 to go in this first quarter. We'll go ahead and take a break. Tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball at 6:10 a.m. KCSR and Shadrad.com.
This is Clayton Reeson, Nebraska Bank Branch Manager. Our team at Nebraska Bank takes pride in providing our customers both professional and personal financial services. Nebraska Bank looks at each customer, review your situation and your goals to determine the best route to financial success. Here in Shattern and from the 9 statewide locations, our experienced team is ready to serve you as your professional, personal, and financial partner. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you, member FDIC.
Quarter 10-2, the Shattern Cardinals lead the Gordon Rushville Mustangs. Kyle Sanders called a 30-second timeout, set a press up, and allow Cole Carnahan to check in for the first time. Gordon Rushville breaks the press pretty easily. Reeson hands it off to Daniel Martins. Goes over the right side corner. Maddox Leaper around the horn goes the Mustangs. Settles up top. Cannon Leaper at the right wing gets a screen. Step back three ball. Long. Thomas Smith holds off Cannon Leaper to get the rebound. He'll bounce it to Brady Daniels. Now it'll be Smith to fix across the Mustang logo at the midcourt line. Crosses over left, dribble handoff to Carnahan. Trying to set Smith up in the near side corner. They get it to him. Now Carnahan, he thought about it. Landon thought about it from left side top of the key. Rolls the basket, gets in the air, hesitates and lays it up and in inside the Arrow Building Center paint. When you're looking for the right paint for your project, think Arrow Building Center. Max Sleeper with the extra pass to the left block is looking for Holston, but Daniels jumped in front of it, stepped on the baseline when he grabbed it. Ball will stay with Gordon Rushville as Coben Rust comes in for the first time this evening. Alan Jelinek will go to the bench. 28 on the shot clock, 2:55 to go in this first quarter, 12-2 shattering. With it is Cannon Leaper at the right wing. Clearing out is Freesman. Only a threat to set a screen, but Thomas Smith isn't putting up with it. As Daniels has the top of the key. Dribble handoff to Freesman. 10 on the shot clock. Now Martin. Gordon Rushville is not moving whatsoever. They're going to try to set pick and roll. Maddox Leaper gets it, fires the free throw line. Jay hits off the rim. Daniels with the rebound. That possession, Gordon Rushville did not have anything going right there. Daniels crosses over right side between the legs, gets fouled. That foul will be given to Cannon Leaper, who picks up his first. That is the second team foul of the quarter for the Mustangs. 2:18 to go in this first quarter. 12-2, the Cardinals lead the Mustangs. So it'll be Cole Carnahan getting dragged closer to the official on the baseline. Throws it in. Shot clock did reset. Daniels uses the head fake. No look pass to Russ. The right block lay-in is good for Tobin Rod. Just saw his dad Ben earlier today at the Shattern High Wrestling Invite. Camp CSC. That was really fun to attend. I would highly recommend everyone attend. And a timeout is going to be taken by Gordon Rushville. Randy Hurlburt with timeout. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It Top Notch Embroidery, including hats, letterman jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll keep it here. Tyson Poirier is going to come in to the game for the Cardinals after the 30-second timeout. 14-2 is the score. Shattern leading Gordon Rushville. This final game before the Western Conference Tournament will be off Monday, Tuesday, before we start things back up on Thursday. See what the matchups are. We believe it's going to be Gearing, but we'll still have to wait. The coaches will meet up tomorrow to decide the bracket. Shattern's going to be in there along with Gearing, Scotts Bluff, Sydney, Alliance, Mitchell, North Platte, and Liberty Tree Academy out of Falcon, Colorado, which is just to the northeast of Colorado Springs. Liberty Tree Academy, first appearance. It was 10 years ago that Omaha Scott and Omaha Gross Catholics were Catholic schools were down out here in the Panhandle to participate in that tournament. That was so fun. Cannon Leaper will swing it to the right side. Martin had fake now. Maddox Leaper in the far corner. Shattern sitting in a 2-3 zone. Shot is blocked. Holston went up in the air. Got a shot taken away from him. Cardinals will turn around and go left to right with a dribble handoff. Carnahan top of the key. Tyson Poirier out there. Now landed. Espe gets right past Maddox Leaper. Carnahan took a spill. Didn't matter. As Landon now has 16-12. JT Obando will check in. Kind of caught this vibe from both the coaches when I talked to him earlier tonight. And that includes Kelsey Scott. That's going to see some players get some run tonight that we weren't used to. Now the girls team who ended up winning 45-44. We've seen those girls play a lot, but not in the starting lineup. And they held on to win tonight. Shattern picks off the entry pass inside the zone. Carnahan across the top of the key. Entry pass to the Poirier. Extra pass. Russ, right side, lay in. Good. Haven catches also goes to score stable for the Cardinals. We got 35 seconds to go. 6-second difference between shot and game clock in this first quarter. Maddox Leaper. Baseline drive. Swings it up top. Cannon Leaper has to catch it with the one hand. Screen up high for Freesman, skips near side. Maddox Leaper throws it inside the paint. All good, cut. But Freesman's shot is swatted away by Thomas Smith. Gordon Rushville inbounded along the baseline. JC Obando, Haven catches has come in for Cardinals. Tobin Landon, who played all 32 minutes last night, gets a well-deserved break. Also, Juan Montez Rodriguez check in for the Mustangs. Juan Machine and come back in. Inbounding it is Martin. He throws a high arcing pass Haven catches, nearly catches it. 5 on the shot clock. 12 on the game clock. Barnes drives inside the paint. Bounce pass to Montez Rodriguez, and he falls on the baseline with 1 second off the shot clock, but it will be shattering ball. 7.4 to go the length of the court and get a shot up. Up by 16, 18-2. Russ, Poirier, 3 on the clock. Obando tips it up. Throws a punch at the ball. Like, it wasn't a straightforward punch. He was trying to pop it in the air with the right wrist. It deflects into the cheerleaders. Gordon Rush will ball with 3/10 of a second left in the first quarter. They'll throw it in. That'll do it for the first quarter. 18-2, shattering lead after the first quarter. This first quarter was sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. We'll go ahead and take a break. Second quarter coming up next here on 610 AM KCSR and Shadrad.com.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Chadron has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox to get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Chadron. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens.
Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone. For the best burgers and shakes in northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is AM 610 KCSR, Chadron.
Oh, welcome back to Gordon Rushville's second quarter. It's sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Leniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Leniger. Chase Thompson here with you. 18-2, the Chadron Cardinals lead the Gordon Rushville Mustangs. Chadron's going with all starters out there at the moment. Derek Bissonnette will swing it over to the left side. Colin Jelinek drives, popped off his chest, but gets the Bissonnette extra pass on the landing. He's good from the left side, and he gets it down and in once again with a foul called on Gordon Rushville. So it'll be and one opportunity coming up for Tobin Landon. While he's there, be sure to remind you that Dean Ninch, Studio 308, specializes in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Landon missed the old-fashioned three-point play. 10th, Gordon Rushville ball, 20-2 is our score. It's Zyler. He's out there right now, throws it inside, looking for Cannon Leaper. Now Case Sheenan in the far corner. Pass back to Zyler. Give a handoff, looking for Daniel Martins, and he fumbles it into the band on the far side. It'll be Cardinal ball. Cardinals out there have Derek Bissonnette, Brady Daniels, Talon Jelinek, Tobin Landon, Thomas Smith. Same five that were in the Country Kids starting lineup earlier tonight. Gordon Rushville trying to. Teams have been splitting up a little bit of box and one against Shattering, a rip from behind, and a tie-up is going to be called. This one will be Gordon Rushville ball. But teams have run a little box and one against Shattering this season, especially with the one being on. Thomas Smith trying to prevent the corner threes. But a soft man-to-man, we've been seeing a lot of that too. A lot of soft hedge man-to-man switch on the screens. And when they switch, they tend to go high with that hedge. But if they fight through, they tend to hedge low to go underneath the screen, trying to prevent the dribble drive. Shattered tends to fight through screens, which can make it harder for a three-point attempt, especially if the screen's not set right. With it is Leaper in the right wing. 20-2, 6:30 to go, set on the shot clock. Martins drives left. Bissonnette gets in front of him, swats it away. Martins had his hand on that last. It rolls across the baseline with the shattered ball. 6:26 to go in the first half. 20-2, the Cardinals with the lead. Jalen Holston with the only 2 points for the Mustangs. And Tobin Landon with 8 for the Cardinals. He has the ball at the left wing. How about going to Thomas Smith, who doesn't have a bucket yet? Now he has it at the left wing. We'll see if he just tries to snipe one here shortly. Instead, they go to Landon. Left side, missed it off the backboard. Looking for the kiss off the glass with the spin. They miss. Now Holston, right wing, brings it to the top. Extra pass to the near side. The Maddox sleeper. They're looking for Holston down low. Loose ball on the hardwood, and it's a tie-up. This one will be Shattering basketball. What a really nice finish to this floor. First time I've ever been to a to any basketball game in this gym. I made a couple of trips up here. Never witnessed the game due to illness that occurred during the trip. Good to be here in Gordon. We got 5:40 to go in this second quarter. 20-2 is our tally. Pass up top to Bissonnette. They're waiting for, I'm trying to see what they're trying to run right now. Gordon Russell's kind of blowing things up on down screens right now. Smith will fire the three. It's in line. And Thomas Smith drains the three, his first made three of the game. He had 18 against Gordon Russell the last time they played. He's going a little bit more in the favor of Shattern, though. Jelinek swats. Pass going towards Maddox Sleeper, who's on a basket cut toward the on the right side block. Ball ended up on the baseline. Gordon Russell ball, 25 on the shot clock. 5:10 to go in the quarter, 23-2. Derek Bissonnette reaches in from behind, and they called it. First foul on the Cardinals in the quarter. That is number two for Derek Bissonnette, which, as we've learned, is an automatic pull for the rest of the half. Saw it last night, too. With this Cannon Leaper entry basket tip. Thomas Smith with the catch. He's looking for Talon Jelinek. Almost the first one underneath the basket. Shoots it up with the right hand and gets the lay-in to go. Man, the Cardinals have been dominating inside the Arrow Building Center paint this evening. Driving towards the basket, lay-in for the right side is good from Daniel Martin. That snaps a 25-0 run for the Shattering Cardinals. Daniels throws it underneath Smith. Left side lay-in is good. I mentioned it the last possession. Cardinals are working the paint tonight. Gordon Rushville with the ball down by 23, and they're going to turn it over. It'll be Shattering ball as Cole Carnahan, Tyson Poirier check in for the Cardinals. So with Landon, Talon Jelinek to take a break on the bench. Last game between these two sides, we did have a running clock for the most part of the second half. Trending that way once again. And for the Cardinals, maybe a rematch versus Gearing. We were thinking Alliance last week, but now it's looking more and more like Gearing on Thursday. Daniels gets the screen up high. Finds Smith in the corner. He's dynamite from there, but he missed that one. Carnahan with the offensive rebound. Daniels comes back on the trail. He drains the three. Brady Daniels with his second made three of the game. Makes it 30-4 Cardinals. Pass comes the near side. Leaper. Baseline drive. He had switched to the right hand in the air and caused the ball to fade right and miss. It looks like a field goal right there. It's just trailing. Daniels inside the paint. Tried to flick it out to either Rust or Poirier, but turns it over. Leaper comes to the basket. Smith with good defense, but leaned the left shoulder into him and to commit the foul. Trey Owsley just got the signal to go. Scores table for the Shattering Cardinals. I think we'll see the entire team by the mid part of the third quarter for the Shattering Cardinals. That foul again is on Thomas Smith. His first, team second. First free throw is pure. Trey Owsley, Tobin Landon come in for the Cardinals. Shattering Chiropractic, you only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Shattering Chiropractic in downtown Shattering. Thrive Financial. Expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Russ at Shattering 308-430-0760. There's a timeout taken on the floor. 30-6, the Shattering Cardinals lead. The Gordon Rushville Mustangs, 3:34 to go. In the first half, we'll go ahead and take a break with them. You're tuning in to Shattering Cardinal Basketball on 610 AM KCSR and Shadrad.com.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. add life insurance, and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Leniger, in Chadron. Then, rest easy, knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Rushville Mustang 334 to go. In this Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Leniger's second quarter, when it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Leniger. Chase Thompson here with Ewing Gordon, Vince Brown, Jeremy Anderson running the boards back in Chadron for us tonight here on KCSR. Busy day in Northwest Nebraska Panhandlers Panhandle Conference Tournament going on in Crawford Championship Saturday. Most every conference in the state is in tourney time, either this week or in the next week. Some even start today. Trip is going to be called on Gordon Rushville. So when Russ got tripped up by Daniel Martin. Speaking of a tournament that just started today, the Crossroads Conference tournament down in York just got started. The boys at the York Auditorium, girls at the York University gym. One of the best tournaments in all of Nebraska. Extra pass down low to Russ. He got swatted by Leaper and Cunningham traveled. That was a great play by Shatter and finding Tobin Russ underneath the basket, but Leaper came from behind and said, no, 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 not today. For the shot. Gordon Rushville ball. Daniel Martin throws to the right side, and Cole Carnahan redeems himself with steal, land left side. Good. That's always cool to see. When a player makes a mistake, turns around, and redeems himself. 32-6. Driver right side, Sheenan. We lost control of it, but Carnahan seems to be involved in every play right now. This time it's for a reach-in call. It's first, team's third. 2:48 to go in the second quarter, 32-6, Shattering. Pass comes in to Maddox Leaper, slings it to Cannon Leaper, to mid-range J, rattles up and in. Thing bounced in and out two or three times and somehow fell through the nylon to make it a 24-point lead for the Cardinals. Yeah, so what Gordon Rushville's doing is hedging soft off these screens, trying to avoid a dribble drive, especially with lineup out there for Shattering. Pass, entry pass is tipped, and that's what's going to happen from time to time when these teams are sitting on these screens, sitting low. What really is that they don't think Shattering can hit a three right now. Tom Landon can hit one. I've seen Cole Carnahan, Trey Owsley, and even Tyson Poirier all hit them this season. It'll be Landon at the top of the key. Kicks it over to Carnahan, left side. Seven on the shot clock, now five. Carnahan throws it underneath to Russ. Extra pass, Poirier will take the deep two and can the shot. Tyson Poirier had 9 points in the matchup between these two sides last time out for the mid-range J, and a blocking foul is going to be called on the floor. Tobin Landon picks up one. Maddox Leaper was driving toward the basket, and Tobin Landon tried to stop him. Commits the blocking foul. Tyler Angelnik, Derek Bissonnette, and Brady Daniels all check in for the Cardinals. See who they keep out there. It'll be Trey Owsley, Tyson Poirier staying on the floor. Join party with Brady Daniels, Tyler Angelnik, and Derek Bissonnette. Shatter was a little sleepy on the inbound. Derek Bissonnette wasn't, though. Stalin Jonick, who catches it, throws it underneath to Owsley. Now Poirier in the trees. Kicks it out to Bissonnette. Fires the three. Rattles off the stand. Olsen with a rebound and a foul on Shatter, which will mean two free throws upcoming for the Mustangs. Thomas Smith walks to the scorer's table. This is the foul on. This is a pretty big call. It'll be two free throws. That's one thing I do know. But I don't know who the foul is on. That is on Jelinek, who picks up his first. That's the fifth foul on the Cardinals in the quarter. So that will mean two free throws upcoming for the Mustangs of Gordon Rushville. About 45 to go in the first half. Cardinals been rolling tonight. First free throw for Holton is no good. Here comes Thomas Smith back in. Fire Nice Mechanical, your ReamPro partner in Chadron, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys and know about a Ream unit today at 308-432-6722. Holston missed the first, still 34-8. Shadron, second free throw, rattles in and out as well. First two free throws of the night for Gordon Rushville don't go down. I beg your pardon. That was the four. I think they're 1-for-4. Poirier, top of the key. Now, Jelinek throws it down to Daniels. No one was there. Open. It's picked off by Gordon Rushville. These two teams not playing their best at the moment. Either side. Priestman has the top of the key. 75 seconds to go in the half. Drive right side. Mid-range J by Martins. High arcing. Poirier with the box out after the miss. Flips it to Daniels. Head up, looking to the right side, finds Thomas Smith in the corner. Three ball, got it. Thomas Smith with his second main three of the game, quickly up to 8 all in this quarter. Makes it 37-8. Shadron, under 1 minute to go in the first half. Basket drive, good defense by Jelinek, but Gannon Leaper with a better shot. 27-point lead for the Cardinals. Now Daniels, top of the key. The set clears backside. Daniels drives the right block. Throws it, got tipped. Poirier catches the tip. Lays it up and in inside the Arrow Building Center paint. Make it 39-10. Shot clock turned off. I haven't seen many teams hold the last shot, but it looks like Gordon Rushville will slow it down. They do act like they're holding. It's more to catch teams napping. 15 on the clock. Free throw line jumper. High arc shot missed. McCannon, Leaper, Shadron will hold for the final shot. 10 on the clock. They really don't have time to mess around, though. Daniels drives straight to the basket, left wide open, right side layup. Good. And that'll do it for the first half. 41-10, the Shadron Cardinals lead by 31 at the half. Cardinals led 18-2 after the first quarter. Gordon Rushville got some steam going with their shot in the second quarter, scored 8 points for the Cardinals. Went ahead and dropped another 20-plus point quarter on the Mustangs this season. This time it was 23 in that second quarter to get to the 41-10 lead. The second quarter was sponsored by Farm Bureau agent Brian Lineker. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau agent Brian Lineker. We'll go ahead and take a break. Shatter Insurance Halftime Show coming up next here on KCSR and Shadrad.com.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Shadron, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Shadron or online at wahlstromcars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Ranchers, are you ready to maximize your herd's potential? Legacy Co-op has everything you need to boost your cattle's health and performance. From our premium grind and mix offerings to our convenient lick tubs, we provide solutions to keep your cattle thriving. Don't forget about our high-quality DDG cubes designed to power up your herd with nutrients they need, or our tailored mineral mixes. Don't settle for less. Contact Legacy Co-op. Grow in the future and your profits.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild Barn Grill in downtown Shadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game any time of the year. Wild Barn Grill in downtown Shadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in northwest Nebraska. Wild Barn Grill, proud supporters of all the Shadron High student-athletes.
The Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ShadronInsurance.com.
Well, welcome to Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Halftime Show. Chase Thompson here with you. Shadron Cardinals lead the Gordon Rushville Mustangs 41-10 at the halftime break. It was Brady Daniels leading all scorers in that first half with 11 points. Tobin Landon and Thomas Smith each had 8. Tyson Poirier and Tobin Russ with 4. Talon Jelinek and Derek Bissonnette each finished with 2. Shadron's played all but maybe 1 or 2 players so far in this contest. They led 18-2 after the first quarter and outscored Gordon Rushville 23-8 in that second quarter. Similar to how the second quarter went the last time these two teams played, Shadron had 28 in the second quarter back in the game in December. 31-point lead for the Shadron Cardinals at the half. Just to remind you, I'll do it this again in the second half. The running clock rule in Nebraska is not like South Dakota. In Nebraska, it is 40 points. Then we'll run until the team gets below 40, and then we'll restart the running clock. Only times we'll stop it are on timeouts, end of quarter, or forced injury situation. So keep that in mind. We did have a running clock the last time these two teams played, and based on how the affairs have been going so far tonight, we might be trending towards that again. This is the last game before we jump into the Western Conference Tournament. Next, coming up on Thursday in the Scottsbluff River Valley. If it is against Deering, it will be at Scottsbluff High. Against Scottsbluff, it'll either be at Scottsbluff or WNCC. Neither Scottsbluff nor Deering can play a home game. Mitchell is hosting a wrestling invite next Friday, so all the games will be between Deering High School, Scottsbluff High School, and WNCC. WNCC will host 2 on Thursday and 4 each on Friday and Saturday. 41-10 at the half. We'll go ahead and take our longer halftime break. Jeremy Anderson with an update for you, news update for you. When we come back, we'll get the second half going. You're tuning in to Shadron Cardinal Basketball on 690 and KCSR and Shadrad.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Your financial future is bright at the Shadron Federal Credit Union. We offer credit builder loans, signature loans, and so much more. Our youth and teen accounts are high interest bearing, helping our youngsters make the most out of their money, in addition to several other youth programs throughout the year. For our other members, we offer IRAs and CDs, along with other programs to ensure a successful financial future at Shadron Federal Credit Union, 126 East 3rd in Shadron, where members mean more than money.
Good evening with this Shadron Insurance Halftime News Update. I'm Jeremy Anderson. The Shadron Volunteer Fire Department was called into action early this morning for a structure fire in the 100 block of Chapin Street. The crew was dispatched from a third-party report at 1:45 this morning, and by 5:30, all responding fire units were relieved from the scene and sent back to the fire hall. This is a developing story. More details will be released in the coming days as they are available. The Nebraska State Patrol says it has arrested a 32-year-old driver after a multi-county high-speed chase in the Nebraska Panhandle. NSP troopers pursued the vehicle, which had earlier been reported stolen, as it was traveling on Highway 92 at speeds over 110 miles per hour, and say it was weaving in and out of the wrong lane of traffic during the chase. Troopers eventually used stop sticks to slow the car, which came through Bridgeport and Morrill County and eventually crashed into a parked vehicle and several mailboxes. NSP says Jeremy Steen was taken into custody. Steen faces several charges, including theft by unlawful taking in the amount of over $5,000, flight to avoid arrest, willful reckless driving, no operator's license, and possession of marijuana and paraphernalia. Taking a look at that forecast as we head into your Saturday evening. Clouds will stick around with lows dropping into the mid-single digits, wind chill values at -5 to 0 with winds out of the southwest, 5 miles per hour. Sunday, sunny, highs will reach 30 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear, lows into the upper single digits. Monday, sunshine, highs in the mid-40s. Tuesday, sunny, we could see highs near 49 degrees. That is a quick look at news and weather. This is the Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. We'll send you back out to Chase Thompson at Gordon Rushville High School for the second half coming up after this on KCSR and Shadrad.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair, or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling, it's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Arrow Building Center in Shattern is a big supporter of high school sports. So much that when the CHS boys or girls basketball teams hit a shot from inside the paint, it reminds us that Arrow Building Center in Shattern cheers for the home team. From interior and exterior paints to all of your needed painting accessories, Arrow has everything you need to do the job right. Go Cards, on the floor, the mat, or any other extracurricular activity you're part of, from the crew at Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 in Shattern.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
For the best burgers and shakes in Northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Berry Suite in Crawford. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron.
Welcome back to Gordon Rushville, 41-10 at the end of the halftime show. This halftime show is sponsored by Shadron Insurance, insurance to fit your need. Chase Thompson here with you, 41-10, the Shadron Cardinals lead the Gordon Rushville Mustangs as we begin this second half. This third quarter is sponsored by Kreitz & Schaefer Law. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. It's been all Shattern so far. 31-point game. With it on the left side is Daniel Martins. It's Gordon Rushville ball, by the way, going left to right to begin the second half. Well, in the second half, they turn it over. Reed Daniels with the interception. Going coast-to-coast stop. No look pass to Thomas Smith. Tipped up in the air. Covered by the Mustang. Martins will walk across the timeline. He's joined out there by both the leapers. Maddox Cannon. Derek Bissonnette, though, for the Shattern Cardinals, just picks it off and he lets the team run through, set their offense. Same starters for both sides, actually. Derek Bissonnette, Tobin Landon, Dallin Zonek, Thomas Smith, Brady Daniels for the Cardinals. Thomas Smith in his spot, misses the three. Rebounded by the Mustangs, who have Daniel Martins, Cannon, and Maddox Sleeper, Raylan Holston, and Bronson Friesman out there. Three balls missed. Friesman rebound, shot missed as well. Third chance is going to go wide left. Saladonek and Friesman fighting for it. Friesman stepped on the baseline. It'll be Shattern ball. Scooter's Coffee indulged in the perfectly balanced pairing of sweet blackberry flavors in their Velvet Espresso. Scooter's limited time blackberry macchiato is mixed with cold 2% milk and ice, creating a creamy and decadent flavor. Fresh espresso shots are poured on top, highlighting the flavor of their world-class coffee. They top it off with their dreamy vanilla cold foam. Brady Daniel opens up the scoring in the second half by draining a college level three about 4 or 5 feet behind the top of the key. Makes it 44-10 Shattern. Friesman getting hounded by Daniels. Looks right, swings it. Talon Zonek with a hand on there, but diving to the floor and recovering it is Martin. He'll hand it off over to Friesman. Shot clock did not reset. 5 on it. I don't know if Gordon Rushville knows it or not. Now Friesman sees it, fires up a 3 at the end of the shot clock and missed strong. Rebound by Thomas Smith. Case Keenan goes to the scorer's table for the Mustangs as Daniels has it at the top of the key. Dribble handoff, looks towards Bissonnette, steps inside. Good step through move by Derek Bissonnette inside the Arrow Building Center paint, which reminds me that when you're looking for the right paint for your project, think Arrow Building Center. 46-10, is our score. We're reaching running clock territory. Entry pass deflected around. Olsen gets it over to Daniel Martin. Step in, shot, missed off the backboard. Hit off the top right of that white painted square on the backboard. Missed it, though. Bissonnette loses his footing. Turns it over. Thomas Smith trying to poke it from behind of Martin, and Gordon Rushville turns it over across the baseline. 5:20 to go. 46-10. Shattern Cardinals lead by 36. Post 12 American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of Shattern Cardinals. And if you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. Thomas Smith with it, baseline drive, switches to the right hand, lays it up and in. 46-12 is the score. With it on the near side is Leaper. Maddox Leaper, he gets it over to Sheenan, drives inside, keeps the Holston, turns around, shot blocked by Jelinek. Now Daniels will walk it across the timeline, stop at the left wing, crosses over, spin, steps it toward Jelinek at the left side. Bissonnette nearly had it. Thomas Smith, though, intercepts the pass, lays it up and in with a kick. Makes it 50-10. Now we are in running clock territory. Clock will be running unless Gordon Rushville gets this down to behind to less than a 40-point deficit. Entry pass into Barnes, goes up against Jelinek, draws the foul, makes the shot, and one clock. I believe we'll stop. No, it won't. Foul's on Jelinek. His second. Now to the line goes Daniel Martin. Officials having a discussion with the scores table. I thought the clock would stop. They are going to, I believe, stop it and swing it back to 410, I think. No. Okay. Shot clock is turned off. That's what they're discussing. So there will be no shot clock with the running clock. Barnes at the free throw line. Rattles that one in and out. Rebounded by the Cardinals. 50-12, 48-point lead. The Cardinals over the Gordon Rushville Mustangs. As Bissonnette drives left side, dribble handoff to Smith. Now Daniels up top. Rolls it to Tobin Landon, who fumbles it, picks it up, gets it to Bissonnette. He'll walk back to the logo, reset. My tendency right there is to look at the shot clock, but we don't have a shot clock at the moment with the running clock. Daniels gets the left block, swings it. Bissonnette, right side three, missed it. He knew it. Again, Leaper lost the ball, lost track of the ball on the rebound, but got it. Now Maddox Leaper in the left corner, swings it down low, it's deflected. One, Montez Rodriguez checked in for the Mustangs. Your side with it is Barrick Bissonnette. Down, Talon Jelinek, left block, gets up in the air. He got fouled. That's not going to be a shot. It'll be on the floor. That's number one on Gordon Rushville. Box ticking, 2:30 to go in the third quarter. During the halftime, the Gordon Rushville Mustang pep band was entertaining the crowd and had a stinger that was really outstanding. Freddie Daniels picked up a charge. He lost his balance and had to use the stage to regain it. But during that halftime break, the Gordon Rushville pep band was absolutely outstanding. Kyle Sanders will call a timeout. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top match brother, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll go ahead and join them. 50-12 is the score. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball on 610 AM KCSR and Shatterad.com.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz and Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Shadron.
Fifteen to 12, the Shattern Cardinals lead the Gordon Rushville Mustangs. We've crossed the top of the 7 o'clock hour here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR, Shadrad.com, Shattern, Nebraska. Gordon Rushville been struggling so far against Shattern, and Shattern cleaned the bench off. We'll get who's out there in a moment. Extra pass looking for Montez Rodriguez is picked off by J.T. Obando, who checks in for the second time tonight. Haven catches Cole Carnahan, Tobin Russ, Tyson Poirier all joining him on the floor. Obando hasn't played much this season. Good to see the senior getting a run right now. Poirier has it up left wing. Dribble handoff to catch as a freshman who played in the middle part of the game last night again, scoring Rushville. And we're going to have a whistle away. It looks like an Invern whistle. All right, I'll bring in some subs. Going Rushville will. So it looks like an Invern whistle. Clock's ticking, 1 minute to go. And some change in this third quarter. Running clock situation, presumably for the rest of the game, the way it's looking. Pass goes up top, catches three ball, got it. Haven catches with a three. And if you heard that horn, we've been having some issues all night with that. The officials have made it clear to the players and the coaches, you're going off their whistle, not the horn. 53-12, back to a 41-point lead for the Cardinals. Up top with it is Friesman. Kicks it to the left side. Zeiler. Dribble handoff to Friesman. Screen coming from Montez Rodriguez, but they're going to pounce it up top to Zeiler, the freshman. Drives baseline against Carnahan. Entry pass into the middle. Dribble handoff up top to Cannon Leaper. Step back. Thought about taking three. We'll find Montez Rodriguez down left block. He missed the shot. Obando with the rebound. Spent on the clock in the third quarter. Rust will slow it down. Scoop it to Carnahan. Left side, catches. Now Obando, left side. Big step in, strip from behind. That'll do it for the third quarter. 53-12 is the score. The third quarter was sponsored by Christ and Schaefer Law. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. We'll go ahead and take a break. Fourth quarter coming up next here on 10 a.m. KCSR and Shadrad.com.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chatterton, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
This fourth quarter is sponsored by Best Western. West holds them wherever life takes you. Best Western is there. 53-12. The Shattern Cardinals lead the Gordon Rushville Mustangs. Shattern with the ball going right to the left. Trey Owsley and Eliu Paupau have checked in for the Cardinals. The inbound pass is tipped around Paupau with the recovery. He looks to the right side. Now Owsley, top of the key, will be given a dribble handoff to Carnahan, right wing. Next. He tries to get out of trouble. Step through, move. Carnahan laying is good. Oh, Carnahan with the beautiful Euro step. Get onto the board for the Cardinals. Makes it 55-12. The second bucket of the night. Fumbling. The reception is Joey Zeiler. Pass up the middle, and Owsley reaches in. KCSR's coverage of Shattern High School Sports is sponsored by Wallstrom Ford, Shattern Federal Credit Union, New York Life, DeMol Vulcan, Arrow Building Center, Home Haven, Big Bass Conoco, Security First Bank, and Eagle Chevrolet. And a lay-in for the Mustangs. Blake Holston, who got it in out of the corner of my eye, saw that. Makes it 55-14, 41-point lead for the Cardinals. Pow-pow, free throw line, Jay. Oh, it looks good. I'm right even with the basket behind the benches. That shot looked good, but it wasn't. Stays 55-14. Throwing it down is Leaper. Throws it inside. Montez Rodriguez missed it. Holson with the rebound, goes up in the air, gets ripped from him by some four-year to be Gordon Rushville ball. Some more of the sponsors that allow us to carry Shattern High School sports on KCSR include Skeeter's Map Auto Parts, Shattern Lumber, Heritage Seed, Orford Decorating Center, and Hauser's Grab and Go. Montez Rodriguez missed the shot. Shattern ball bringing up the floor right to left, 55-14. Carnahan, I beg your pardon, will swing it over to Owsley at the right wing. These guys who work their tails off day in and day out play very well in the JV games. The Shattern team and JV's no slouch, getting a good run in this game. Carnahan, Eurostep, missed it from inside the paint, fights for his own rebound, sits back out to Obando. Now Pow Pow drives to the basket, forces some contact. Now they're going to call a travel on Pow Pow. It'll be Gordon Rushville ball. We're going to have Haven Catches check in for Tyson Poirier. More sponsors of our coverage of Shattern High School Sports right here on Stereo 610 KCSR and ShadRad.com include First National Bank Omaha, Hilltop Lane, FNIC, Wild, Legacy Co-op, and Platte Valley Bank. Thank you to everybody for coming on board with us this year. Next week's going to be really fun. The fastest 3 days in the Panhandle start on Thursday. We got games. Scotts Bluff Gearing, three straight days Western Conference Tournament. If you liked the game last night between Shattern and Gearing, be sure to double-check the website tomorrow night, see if it's going to happen again. And now it's looking like Shattern and Gearing will be the four. Scotts Bluff, of course, the one seed. And there's an argument between Alliance and Sydney who's going to be the two. Shattern and Gearing will be the 4-5. And last night, the battle was pretty much to see who gets to wear their home white uniforms in that game on Thursday. That's the belief, anyways. Around the Panhandle, the bottom three teams are going to be North Platte, Liberty Tree Academy, and Mitchell. Not necessarily in that order. Bando has the top of the key. Fine sketches left side, laying good. Even catches now up to 4 points. He gets inside the Arrow Building Center paint. Makes me think that when you're looking for the right paint for your project, think Arrow Building Center. With it on the right side is a player I don't have on my board, so we'll pull up the program. That is Robert Moore. Top of the key, Bronson Friesman, three ball, no good. Catches, tips it out. Caught by Moore. Now on the left, right side with it, I beg your pardon, Zane Heiser. Friesman, top of the key. Owsley trying to rip it from him, and Friesman will throw it off the foot of Moore, so it'll be Gordon Rushville ball. Halfway through this fourth quarter, 57-14 is our score. Shattern has allowed a total of four points in the first and the third quarter, allowed 2 points in this fourth, allowed eight in that second. Owsley drives the basket, gets underneath, laying strong. Poirier put back, got blocked from behind. Gordon Rushville will turn up the floor with Maddox Leeper. He'll hand it off over to Daniel Martins as he brings across the timeline man-to-man defense for the Cardinals. 3 minutes to go. Martins drives to the right side. Gets to Heiser. Back to Martins. Gets along the baseline. Picked off by Poirier. Throws up the floor. Trey Owsley can easily cover this. He gets it and lays it up and in. Trey Owsley. 10th different player to score in this one. And there's going to be a timeout taken for subs. We'll go ahead and take one with them. We'll be back in 30 here on 610 KCSR and ShadRad.com.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Shadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
While we were away, Haven Catches had a pick six, laid it up and in off the left side. He's now up to seven as the Cardinals beat 61-14. Gordon Rushville, Kate Sheenan missed shot hard off the backboard, recovered by the Cardinals. Tyson Poirier, JT Obando, Elihu Pow Pow, Haven Catches, and Trey Owsley out there for the Cardinals. Catches underneath the basket, missed the shot. Rebounded by the Mustangs. 2 minutes to go in this contest. 61-14. Shattern leads Gordon Rushville. Left side with it is in Heiser. He ends up Sheenan. Near side now, Zeiler. Entry pass into Holston. Shoots over the top of Poirier. Well short. Obando recovers the rebound. And catches. Well, walking across the timeline with 90 seconds to go in this one. Little handoff to Pow Pow. Screen from Obando. Stops the free throw line. Kicks it over to Owsley. High arc three. That looked wide right away. Obando put back. No good. 75 seconds to go. 61-14. The Cardinals lead by 47. Catches, picks the pocket of Heiser, but it goes out of bounds. Stays with Gordon Rushville. Heiser, wasn't Heiser, I beg your pardon. They got pickpocketed. It was Robert Morse. Heiser just checked in. We have under 1 minute to go in this one. The second half has taken about 18 minutes of real time. Pass goes to the right side. Pow Pow with the interception. Good to see Jace Pow Pow out there. I mean, a why you, Pow Pow. You get stripped from behind. That's foul number one on the Mustangs in the quarter. By the time Shattern inbounds, we'll have about 28 seconds to go in this one. In fact, we'll have to inbound it by 25. 24. Pass comes into Obando. Goes to work. Kicks it out to Owsley. Three ball tray. Owsley. Strong. Catches. Will catch the long rebound. Gets it over to Obando. They're trying to get Obando or Pow Pow a bucket right now. That's all I'm hearing from the Shattern bench. Owsley has the top. Now Obando. Basket cut up. Pow Pow. Why you Pow Pow? Yes, sir. Good to see. You like to see it, and you like to see the Shattern Cardinals win 63-14. Three quarters of action. Three out of four quarters of action. The Cardinals have allowed a combined 6 points, 2 points in each of those three quarters. Second quarter, 8 points for the Mustangs. The Cardinals, 10 points plus in every single quarter as they win 63-14 over the Gordon Rushville Mustangs. This fourth quarter was sponsored by Best Western. West Hills Inn, wherever life takes you. Best Western is there. We'll go ahead and take a break. Fifth 7 post-game show coming up next right here on 610 AM KCSR and Shadrad.com.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Shadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Shadron, unless you like being stranded.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301.
This is the Fitz 7 post-game show. Fitz 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
One of the Fitz 7 post-game show. No excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. Chase Thompson here with you. The Shattern Cardinals complete the sweep of the night, winning 63-14 over the Gordon Rushville Mustangs. Earlier tonight, the Shattern Cardinals girls won 45-44, and then the boys turned around and took care of business over Gordon Rush. It was 18-2 after the first quarter, 41-10 after the second, 53-12 after the third, and 63-14 was the final score. 11 different players got into the scorebook for the Cardinals, including leading scorer Brady Daniels with 12, Thomas Smith with Thomas Smith with 12, Devin Landon with 8, Haven catches with 7 all in the night. Great performance for the Shattern Cardinals as they sweep the season series against the Mustangs. They won earlier this season by a 75-27 win, then turn around and get this one, 63-14. You're listening to the 5th-7 postgame show right here on 6 a.m. KCSR and Shatterad.com. We'll go ahead and take another break, come back and wrap this one up. You're tuning in Shattern Cardinal basketball on 6 a.m. KCSR and Shatterad.com.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
For one final time from Gordon Rushville, the Shattern Cardinals complete the sweep tonight over the Gordon Rushville Mustangs, winning the girls' game 45-44, and then the boys' game 63-14. Gordon Rushville's best scorer tonight was Keenan Leeper with 6. Braylon Holston had 4. Dana Martins had 4 as well. The Mustangs dropped to 4-11. Cardinals get above 500 for the first time this season and move to 8-7. Next up for Shattern is the Western Conference Tournament over in Scotts Bluff River Valley. Scotts Bluff Gearing, WNPC, all hosting games throughout the tournament. We do not know the bracket yet. I just know kind of what the vibe is in terms of who's going to be where, in terms of seeing the coaches are going to meet up tomorrow morning or even tonight. We'll get the brackets tomorrow night. I will post those as soon as I get them on under the sports tab at Shattern, at Shadrad. .com. We'll have our schedule figured out throughout the week. So just stay tuned to 6:10 a.m. JCSR. I'll be over in Scotts Bluff Gearing all 3 days next weekend. Cannot wait to be a part of the Western Conference Tournament once again. When I was a kid, it was always in the first weekend of December. Now we're at the final weekend of January, right before we get to postseason play. Well, that'll do it for us tonight. For Dennis Brown, Jeremy Anderson, back in the KCSR Platte Valley Bank Studios in downtown Shattern, I'm Chase Thompson saying good night from Gordon Rushville. You've been listening to Shattern Cardinal Basketball on 610 AM KCSR and Shadrad.com.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
FNBO is the great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO, independent and family owned for 6 generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. It doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon. They have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488. Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top-shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrack Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrad.com.
KCSR Country Classic Weekend.
Every time I hear the midnight trains rolling out to the open plains, a sense of freedom fills my veins. I get the fever every time a sparrow flies up into the endless skies. Something down inside me cries, I get the fever. I get the fever to pack up and like the wind. This town's too full of memories of cruel love, and I can't stand it seeing her with him. Every time I hear a buddy say he's put lots of dust and clay between him and yesterday, I get the fever. Get the fever to pack up and leave here. I think maybe I'll do just that tomorrow. This town's too full of memories of cruel love. Everywhere I turn, there's pain and sorrow. Every time I hear a buddy say lots of dust and clay between him and yesterday, I get the fever. I get the fever. I get the fever.
Spend the night.
even if I wanted to go. My schedule wouldn't allow it.
Well, at least you can't say we didn't remind you.
4:30, stare into the abyss. 5:00, solve world hunger. Tell no one.
So don't be a Grinch. Tune in 11:25 weekdays for Community Calendar on AM 610 KCSR, where I'll keep you posted on local events.
5:30, jazzercise. 6:30, dinner with me. I can't cancel that again.
Today, one in five working-age Americans has a mental health condition.
People in all types of jobs and at all levels.
And the key to helping us succeed is a supportive and inclusive workplace.
All of us have a role to play in making that happen.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can listen and be a source of support to my colleagues.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
I can offer all employees the supports they need to deliver on the job, for the team,
and for the business.
What can I do?
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others
that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Mental health-friendly workplaces are more important than ever,
and all of us have a role to play in promoting them.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
One smile is great, but one smile in a community of smiles is so much better. Smile Train celebrates the cleft lip and palate community by empowering medical professionals in over 70 countries to perform essential cleft care in their local communities. Learn how Smile Train is helping the cleft lip and palate community at smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
KCSR weather.
Cold night on tap. We'll drop down to near 5 degrees for that low. Wind chill values a touch below zero. Mostly cloudy skies. Then for your Sunday, sunny. We'll be to near 30 degrees for that high. Wind chill values between negative 10 and zero. Sunday night, mostly clear. Getting down to near 10 degrees. Those wind chill values will hover around zero. Monday, sunny. We'll be up to near 40 degrees for that high. Monday night, mostly clear. Low near 20. Tuesday, sunny. Will top out near 50. Your conditions update every 5 minutes at shadrad.com.
it's slipping away. You know we always had each other, baby. I guess that wasn't enough.
From the greatest country hits of all time to the biggest stars of today, it's a Country Classic Weekend on AM 610 KCSR.
One by one, they're turning out the lights. I've been beating that old jukebox just to hold. Yes, it's for the best. I just put in my last dime. Heard you whisper we'd meet again. Another place, another time. Chairs are stacked all over tables, and it's closing time, they say. I could wait right here forever if they'd only let me stay. Anywhere would be much better than that old lonely room of mine. And a sleepless night away for another place, another time. Won't that room of mine be a lonely place to be after I've been holding you so close?
chance to meet some old friends on the street. They wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face, anytime and any place. And every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love. And the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
If you like those late night talk shows you see on TV, then you'll love Sound Off. Special guests, fun topics, local announcements, maybe even a laugh or two. You can catch it all on Sound Off weekday mornings at 8 on Stereo AM 610, please CSR.
Hi. I don't even know why I'm calling right now. I'm sorry. My thoughts are going a mile a minute.
No matter how you served.
I left the service last year. My mom just passed away a few months ago. I miss so much time with her.
No matter what you're going through.
Before, I knew what to expect every day. And now I have so many decisions to make. I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job, but I feel so stuck.
We are here for you.
Okay, ma'am. I'm glad you called. Let's stay on the line and walk through some things.
If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988. Then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
KCSR.
Last night. Oh, Che Guevara, you are a friend of mine. I'd like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Did I kiss all the cowboys? Did I shoot out the lights? Did I dance on the bar? Did I start a fight? Me. Well, he's awful cute, but how'd I get his shirt on? I had too much tequila last night. Oh, Che Guevara, you are a friend of mine. I'd like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Did I kiss all the cowboys? Did I shoot out the lights? Did I dance on the bar? Did I start any fight?
All those little shooters, how I'd love to drink them down. Come on, bartender, let's have another round. Well, the music is playing and my spirits are high. Tomorrow might be painful, but tonight we're gonna fly.
shoot out the lights? Did I dance on the bar? Did I start any fights? Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine.
I never thought I'd live to see the day anyone could turn my head the other way. She squirmed beside him, her mind was made. Now she can't say that anymore. I've never done this sort of thing before. Once you get started, it ain't all that hard. Then he got up and locked that cheating door. Now she can't say that anymore.
She can't say that anymore.
At home, a porch light's burning as she fumbles for the key. Tonight she jumped some fences, but she didn't quite get free. Breaking in a new routine for the man who walks the floor. Mama insisted that I stay a while. You're treating me as